please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show. And today, once again, for I don't even know how many times you've been on. Yes, we are joined once again by Nick, the Wizard of Cause.
Yeah.
Hello.
Mr. Gers.
Oh, that's still going, is it?
I don't know what
that
means.
Yes, let's just assign the Jew with the racist nickname. Hope
what?
We get away with it. I love it.
What?
What? I mean, I hope no one in the audience is going to put that together.
Yeah, so I get, you know, it is strange enough that we do have Owen Benjamin in the thumbnail and in the title, because he's not a big fan of the Jews, I think.
I thought he hates wizards.
No, I mean, well, it's funny because I don't do YouTube debates, which is basically just like, no, you shut up. But I mean, when I saw that, I'm like, oh my God, wait a second. What is an Owen Benjamin? Let's Google that. Oh, he's an alt-right comedian. How does that happen? Okay. And I was thinking like, okay, I'll go toe-to-toe with this asshole and I can make all of my jokes about you falling out of a certain cunt at a certain time doesn't make you special, but now I just have to hang out with you too, so
right.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, at one point he seemed relatively normal and then he just snapped one day. He used to be on Joe Rogan from time to time, right? Wasn't he on Joe or no, he was on a podcast that someone from Joe Rogan... Like someone that was on Joe Rogan a lot hosted himself. I can't remember.
Was it Brian Redman?
No, it was an older guy, comedian, Italian guy.
Oh,
Joey Diaz?
Joey Diaz, yeah.
Yeah, and he ate an edible on Joey Diaz's podcast and like got all crazy, tripped out. Is that his name? Joey Diaz?
Joey Diaz, yeah. Coco Diaz, Joey Coco Diaz.
Yeah, Joe, you know, Joey's got a lot to say about the rehab industry and, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, shit, you know, I mean, I'm not surprised because, you know, if we've got, you know, we've got the intellectual dark web. And if there's going to be another section of that comprised by like alt-rightards, we could call it like the intellectual dim web. Because easy joke. Yeah, that laugh. I'm glad you all laughed.
Curtis, waka, waka, waka.
Yeah. I didn't get to cue up the crickets. That's an inside joke that we've got going on here, right?
I'm familiar with the sound of crickets when I tell a joke. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So tomorrow we are doing our second Patreon show of this month, the last one. Sign up, $5 or more gets you in, and you can watch the last one too. Spin Till You Spew trivia, myself versus Sophane. It should be interesting.
Don't try more.
Oh, yes.
P.T. Ham.
P.T. Ham coming through again. But yeah, you don't want to miss it. And apparently I have to do it in women's clothing.
Just to impress Benjamin.
Yeah, because we met a minimum Patreon goal. I don't know why people want to see that, but I'll do it. I'm just going to be a bearded lady.
You're going to shave down there, though?
No. Well, why do I need to do that?
In case you do an upskirt.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
You know what? You know what? I've cracked the code on you, Billy the
What's
Fridge.
That?
Motherfucker.
What's that?
You're not original at all.
What do you mean?
You know what? I haven't watched Kevin Smith movies in forever, but I watched fucking Jay from Jay and Silent Bob. You stole his whole shtick. It's not even yours.
Yeah.
Like, everything is this wild, like, conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Or it's, like, total perversion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was raised on those movies.
The same fucking ridiculous thought process that Jay from Jay and Silent Bob goes through.
Yeah.
Every time he opens his fucking mouth.
I think the first...
is exactly the same.
I think the first boobs I ever saw were Joey Lauren Adams' boobs. No, or was it Joey Lauren Adams? The girl changing in Mallrats, right? That's obviously not the first boobs I ever saw, but those are the ones I remember. The Mallrat boobies, when they break through the wall. And I've been a voyeur ever since. Break me through.
I'm just glad I know this is a boomer cast, because when I look at Jason Mewes now, all I see is like Caitlyn Jenner.
Why does he look like Caitlyn Jenner?
Have you seen him recently? Like the dude's had so much work done. I remember like when I went and saw Jane Silent Bob Strike Back, horribly disappointed in the theaters, but you know, it was a try hard film.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are all of his teeth so perfect? And years later, I'd see Boogie's transformation and I'd be like, oh, you got money.
Yep.
The money teeth. I want to get some money teeth. Right now, I got fucking garbage island teeth.
Garbage island teeth?
Yeah.
So ethnostate teeth?
Yeah. except it's not an all-white ethnostate. It's an off-white ethnostate.
It's shades of beige.
Yeah.
All right.
There's bits of brown in there destroying everything that the white is trying to hold together.
Oh, my God.
Damn it. That
sounds
so bad.
All right. We're moving on. So, troll or not a troll? I think I have a good one.
Not a troll.
I think I have a good one here. Troll or not a troll?
So, I was going to order a burger from like Uber, but then I realized...
Is this Tommy Wiseau's love child from somewhere?
I think so. I did not. Is this an ad for Adidas?
I did not hear
that. I realized that the place is like 5 minutes away, and it's nice.
And who's Mommy Wiseau? So like, if Tommy's his dad, who's the mom?
I don't know.
I don't even know who Mommy Wiseau is.
Someone said he looks like Heath Ledger, too.
He does look a little... He's Heath Lesser?
I was going to go with Wiseau. Adrian Brody.
Really?
Adrian Brody.
Well, I'm a big fan of The Pianist, and he looks really hungry.
You're a big fan of The Pianist?
Huge.
You're
fan.
Hungry for The Pianist?
I co-host the show with Jeff Holliday. Give me a
true.
Break.
Ride over and pick it up. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, here's the burger.
Okay. Wow, here it is. So I went out. I got my five guys.
I got my five guys.
Literally,
came home with me, and then I got a burger.
Beef Ledger.
And, good. Looks good.
Yeah. Looks good.
Very nice.
Guys, look at my very nice burger.
It was a real
ring.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't
understand.
What the hell?
Very nice. Mm hmm. There were
people. Is this Quibble Cop? Whoever this guy is, he knows how to live. He's got the fucking Adidas
dance like
bicycle
he's in a
ride.
Video.
I know.
Is this some avant-garde shit right here? Like, what is this?
It's
what are we watching?
Off guard.
He's gonna smoke a cigarette.
See, guys,
in his driveway.
Smoke a cigarette at 8 to 5, guys. I really want to destroy my lungs and my colon.
He's auditioning for a Sofia Coppola film.
Yeah. This is Vincent Gallo. This is Sofia Coppola and Sofia Coppola and Tommy Wiseau's
mom.
Yeah,
his Sofia Coppola, Vincent right Gallo.
There. Vincent Gallo's the
so
mama.
Like, is this guy? I mean, is he trying to troll? Yeah, it's.
I keep
it's really
expecting
weird.
Some. I keep expecting some like 5 years of ballet, 3 years of tap moves to start coming out of him.
What the hell, dude?
Like an Adele song comes in on the back, and he's like, "Whoa!"
He's just standing in his driveway, smoking a cigarette.
Sick.
Oh,
I'm sure it's an American Spirit.
Oh
though.
Shit! He left that part in where he touched the camera. Now he's in his sweatpants. I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, he took his glasses off.
Okay.
Very okay. Vincent Gallo.
Okay. I know. A lot of people ask for this.
A lot of people ask to watch me smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
Yes.
So here we go.
Here we go.
I.
Okay, speak up.
I.
Trimmed my beard and I left a little mustache.
Is this ASMR? What is this?
This is ASMRETARD.
He was more audible while he was riding the bike earlier.
Yeah.
What? Come on.
This is vanity in action.
I'm going to call it now. Troll.
You think troll?
You think it's troll? Right. I think he's straight up vain, and he's got like a 12-year-old e-girlfriend he does this for.
Look at, he's like
I don't
filleting
think he really
the
smokes.
Cigarette.
You don't think he really smokes?
No, look at how he's handling it. It's like puff and then poof and then
he's
puff.
He's stage
and then
smoking
poof.
In real life.
Maybe those cigarettes are
he's
filled with soy instead of tobacco.
He's smoking like a 12-year-old who just stole a pack of Marlboros from mom.
Let me speed it up and see what it's like.
It's him smoking. I mean, I did an ASMR video for Saints yesterday where I ate corn for 5 minutes, and I pulled it off more seriously than this kid.
What do you think, troll or not a troll?
I think he's not a troll.
All right. So Nick says troll. Damn, I'm the deciding vote. Let's get the opinions from the people in the audience. I'm looking at Discord chat first right now. Discord chat, yes. You tell me. And then I'll look at pleb chat. Not a troll. Not
I'm
a
looking
troll,
at pleb chat. And clearly, that's why I call it pleb checks. You know, it's 60-40 right now.
A lot of people saying troll. A lot of people saying not a troll, mm-hmm. though, too.
Ah. I'm going to go troll.
Okay.
The trolls have spoken.
Okay.
It's like Brad Warcock's dejected son.
Brad Warcock.
Yeah, just like emo Brad Warcock. Like, you could be great, but nobody's great.
Nobody's great.
Hey, in the description, everybody, we have our own Streamlabs site. I have it linked down below where you can go check it out if you want to. And you know what? You don't even have to use YouTube anymore. Thanks to the site. You can go to the site. Huh, it that. Used to have the chat over on the side. I don't know why it's not there.
Then they made it better.
Hmm. No, they made it, well, yeah, I guess. Oh, no, I guess, I don't know. Oh, there it is.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can still participate in the chat. You can still watch the stream without going to YouTube. If you want to send us money, it's right there. We like that.
Yes.
And then also we have a merch store. Merch store. You just click on merch up at the top and you get the merch. You see all the cool merch? You can get it, and a lot of people have already gotten it. So don't be a loser. Don't be the person who doesn't have the merch.
Yeah.
Because then you'll see everyone else with the merch because they're going to send us pictures of them with the merch, and we're going to put the pictures of them with the merch on the show.
Don't be the asshole that shows up to church on Sunday with a Logan Paul t-shirt.
Don't show up to church. Get the motherfucking merch.
Yeah, show up to church wearing your brand new Ben and Billy t-shirt. Do it now.
Or coffee mug. Or socks.
Yeah. You could even brag if anybody gives you shit. You can be like, well, listen, like I bought it off this show where they had what it looked like Mitch Hedberg on the thumbnail. But then I get there and this weird Jew's there. So I had to deal with that. But I bought a T-shirt anyway. I believe in the show. They'll get better over time.
We've asked people to send us pictures of them wearing the shirts and whatnot. DrunkenPeasantsInbox@gmail.com. I want at least one man to buy the crop top. At least one man with a pot belly to buy the crop top
No, actually, I'm gonna raise you on that. You know what you need to do is you need to buy one yourself and send it to Steven Crowder.
Oh.
Get him to use that in one of his videos.
You know, Steven Crowder was the voice of the Brain on Arthur, the cartoon show.
And it was
Arthur.
All downhill from there, apparently.
What the hell?
He's also Canadian.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Well, has he mentioned any? Has he referenced the gay rat wedding yet?
Oh, and so by the
I
way,
used
guys,
to be part of that show back when it had morals.
By the way, guys, if you do buy merch, it'll alert us on Streamlabs. Just like if you sent in a donation, it'll have a. You can type in a message and everything. It'll show everybody what you got. So it's kind of like sending in a donation while getting yourself something.
Yeah.
Here we go. We're gonna move into.
It got me so human angry.
People are discriminating against wolves. Wow.
They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
You better well learn to love it.
And you better well learn to love it.
Rah. Let's check out this first.
Man.
Yeah. Covered that last night.
Successfully sues Brew Dog for sex discrimination after bartender refuses to sell him pink beer for girls.
All right, are either of you guys familiar with Brew Dog, the brewery?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, Ben, either one of you, I want you right now to go to Google Images, look up Brew Dog Squirrel Bottle. This is what they were previously famous for. BrewDog is one of, I used to work in craft beer. I used to be a beer critic. It's one of the most wonderful and bizarre fucking breweries you could ever encounter.
Oh, I see.
These guys brewed a beer that was 50% alcohol and mounted their bottles in squirrels.
Are they real taxidermied squirrels?
Yes. Yes.
Wow, that's insane.
How do you do 55% beer?
You just keep adding yeast and sugar and let the fucking alcohol and ethanol build up in the thing and hope the bottle doesn't explode.
Wow.
I mean, these same guys with this scandal that they're in right now. So about 2 years ago, I want to say, no, 3 years ago, they had a line that they put out and they dressed themselves up. These are bearded Scottish brewers. They went to Amsterdam, stood in a red light district window in hooker outfits, all dolled up with a sign that said, "Don't make us do this." The activist SJW set got really upset about that. So the next year they actually said, "Hey, we're going to release for Pride Month a special beer made with a hop that transitions gender." And it's called like No Labels IPA or some shit like that. They got really upset, and they're like, "All right, well, we'll just donate all the proceeds to Stonewall, you know, that gay youth charity." And they're like, "Well, that's still kind of that's still kind of exclusive." BrewDog keeps fucking around with these people, keeps fucking around with this notion, and then they keep getting in trouble, but they keep selling wonderful beer. So I'm so happy it's BrewDog.
A man has successfully sued BrewDog for sex discrimination after a bartender refused to sell him a drink because of his gender. In March 2018, Dr. Thomas Bauer asked to buy the beer company's Pink IPA, which was offered at a discount price of £4 for customers who identify as female.
It sounds ridiculous.
However, the 27-year-old said that after a back and forth with the bartender, he felt forced to identify as female so that he could purchase the drink. Bauer subsequently complained to the company, who insisted he had not experienced sex discrimination because the price difference was part of a national campaign to raise awareness about the gender pay gap. The drink was launched ahead of International Women's Day as part of BrewDog's Beer for Girls campaign, which aimed to expose sexist marketing to women, particularly within the beer industry.
I can't
honestly, if I ever open a brewery and I offer a beer towards women, I'm just going to market it as drink enough of this. And you'll find me charming. That's when you know to stop.
Yep.
According to BrewDog, the Pink IPA was their overt parody on the failed tone-deaf campaigns that some brands have attempted in order to attract women. At the time of the complaint, BrewDog's traditional Punk IPA continued to be sold to customers who identify as male for £5. Now, it says Punk IPA there, but it's Pink IPA. Or is the Pink for women and the Punk is for men? I'm confused.
Me they too. Just kind of snipped and replaced something. Don't ask too many questions.
Hashtag me too. Not satisfied with the response, Bauer decided to take Brewdog to court, where he claimed the damages, claimed for damages and an apology for direct discrimination and breach of the Equality Act 2010. In a transcript of the court proceedings, District Judge Phillips said, "In my judgment, it is clear that in this case, the claimant has been directly discriminated against by the defendant because of his sex. The fact that by identifying as female, he was still able to purchase a pink IPA makes no difference. I accept what Dr. Bauer says, namely that identifying as female was the only way he could purchase a pink IPA at costs of £4.
Why do you think he wanted the pink IPA so badly?
So he could sue? I don't know. Because he asked for it and they said no?
I knew years ago I heard of a lawsuit against Hooters because a bunch of men applied to be waiters there and they were turned down. So someone tried a class action against Hooters for gender discrimination.
Huh. It's not called Bulgers.
Right.
I've been wearing like tight orange shorts, which show every curve that my lower torso has off for a while. And honestly, when I realized maybe I could get paid for it, I was kind of upset too.
Mr. Phillips added that Dr. Bauer would have felt humiliated, and it was not a pleasant experience for him, Wales Online reports. In response, Brewdog said that its pink IPA was sold to those identifying as women and was offered at a reduced price of 20% on the basis of this being the gender pay gap in the United Kingdom. It added that as soon as Bauer claimed he identified as female, he was able to purchase the pink IPA.
So this is what kills me, though. You can tell this is one of those, like, you know, it's probably one of those hardcore UKIP guys, you know, like, I watched a bunch of Sargon of Akkad and I've got opinions now. And the fact is like, all you had to do was utter a statement and you got a discount. I'm you know what? I'm all for it. I will like go down to any old bar and be like, I am gender fluid. Can I please get a $2 shot now?
Yeah.
And then they're like, sir, this is a Wendy's. But all the same, I like the principle.
Yeah, Wendy's is gender fluid, right? Sometimes she's Dave Thomas, the old
Wendy
fucking gray hair
was
guy.
The daughter of Dave Thomas.
Oh, so Dave Thomas?
Yeah,
wasn't
now
Wendy?
It's just weird.
No, Dave
now
Thomas
it's just weird, Billy.
Named the restaurant after his daughter Wendy.
Oh, did she die?
Although
no,
huh?
Well, I mean, then again, I can think of a few redheads
why
I've known
who had.
Why did
she have to die? Why did you ask?
Really interesting daddy issue.
Why did you ask if she died?
Because he's always on there, like, serving
he's
burgers.
He's been dead
stuff.
For, like, what, like 17 years?
Probably, yeah, but, like, why was she never in the commercials? Was she just ugly because she ate burgers all her life?
She actually has been in the commercials at one point.
Really?
But, no, I mean, like. Why does she have to be in the commercials?
I thought it was just some red-haired girl he kidnapped and locked up in a bunker and made a burger store.
Oh, really?
That.
That's what you thought? Oh, shit.
He rolled up in a van's like, hey, girl, I got some burgers in my van. You hungry?
Yeah.
And then they realized it would be better off with candy and Wi-Fi.
Like, gender is fluid, right? Like, you could just become a woman because you want a beer. I feel like that's okay in the eyes of those who believe that gender is fluid. Like, we're not mocking gender fluidity. Just
no.
When it comes to
why do you think
beer,
I grew my hair out like this? Yeah, I was hoping some pretty boys would buy me drinks before they realized I had a beard.
Sometimes they'll buy you more drinks when they see the beard.
Hey, guys, if you're watching right now, please like the stream and make sure you're still subscribed. You have to do it every time.
Listen,
I'm both tolerant and broke, which makes me very all kinds of fluid.
Brender fluid.
Back in my day, gender fluid just used to mean something that, like, who sleeps in the wet spot?
Woman named Marijuana Pepsi refused to change her name. Now she's a doctor. Are they going to change her name now to Marijuana Pepper? They call her Dr. Pepper? The Dr. Marijuana Pepsi. That's Dr. Marijuana
Pepsi
to you.
That's so weird. Dr. Pepsi. That just sounds wrong to me.
No, try pronouncing her her married last name, though, and I think I'd go with Pepsi.
A Wisconsin woman with the real given name, Marijuana Pepsi Van Dyck. I think it's Van Dyke or Van Dyck. It looks like Van Dyck. Earned a doctorate last month, according to a report published Tuesday. Throughout her life, Van Dyck, 46, says she's been teased by everyone from classmates to teachers and bosses. But she turned all that around when she handed in her dissertation titled Black Names in White Classrooms, Teacher Behaviors and Student Perceptions. As a part of her PhD,
I'll be honest, yeah. I stopped trusting anyone who talked about Van Dyck after I decided there weren't burgers in that van.
Van Dyck. Is marijuana Pepsi a black name?
Very much so. Why are you so racist?
I don't think Van Dyck is.
Have you never been to black neighborhoods?
I remember there was this kid named Lemon Jello, but I guess it was pronounced Lamangelo. But we never
Lemon Jello.
We never pronounced it Lamangelo. We were like, "What up, Lemon Jello?"
Lemon Jello.
Yeah.
Names like this, they shouldn't be like turned into like these SJWs need to stop making this about race because this is about bad parenting. I went to high school and this is not a joke. I went to high school with somebody whose actual legal name was John Doe.
Huh.
The family surname was Doe and their firstborn son, they're like, fuck you, your name is John. Followed him through all of his arrest records.
As a part of her PhD in higher education leadership from Cardinal Stritch University, Van Dyck interviewed students who had experiences similar to hers in the classroom, where teachers harped on their names, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported. Regardless of what they do, say, or what they're trying to put in place, you still have to move forward and succeed, Van Dyck told the paper. I would rather have the name Marijuana Pepsi than Van Dyck.
Yeah, just drop the Van Dyck part and hang on to the Pepsi. Yeah.
I'm sure she got a lot of support from Wisconsin Senator Richard Fondler.
Some people Van Dyck encountered flat out refused to call her by her name or insisted on calling her Mary, which she rejected. When she worked as a real estate agent, she did use the initials MP so stoners wouldn't steal her signs, she said. People make such a big deal out of it. I couldn't get away from it, she said. Despite her name, Van Dyck, who works full-time at Beloit College, said she's never smoked grass and doesn't
grass.
Drink cola.
Who calls it grass, seriously?
Yeah, grass, we'll just nickname her grass soda because of the way she
pronounces
things.
That's probably like a 1970s nickname for weed, right?
No. Watch, we're gonna look up pictures of her. We're gonna find out like her getting her PhD is one of those inspiring stories of a senior finally finishing their education after 30 years of being out of school. Like, I don't smoke grass because that's what them Negroes smoke. Wait, I'm a Negro. Hang on.
What is her PhD in? Because first they said she's a doctor, and when I hear that, I think MD. Yeah. Is it like a Kent Hovind PhD? Like, what are we dealing with here?
Her mother, Maggie Johnson, picked out the unusual moniker, proclaiming it would take her daughter gallivanting around the world.
What? What is this? This is bullshit. What kind of article is this?
Oh, baby child, I'm going to name you Marijuana Pepsi, and you're going to see the world, little baby child.
You're going to travel the world, my child.
The world.
I would have loved to have been there for the baptism.
You think she got baptized?
I hope so. It would only make it better.
I want to be there now. Let's go back in time and see Marijuana Pepsi's first steps.
We need to just go actually baptize her now.
She just vowed to earn her PhD, insisting, I'm going to be called Dr. Marijuana Pepsi. That's Dr. Marijuana Pepsi to you.
It's like a fucking Venture Brothers character.
Right. The nozzle is calibrating.
Even though she credits her mom with making her a strong, balanced, entrepreneurial woman, Van Dyck advises against naming kids after weed. Her sisters have comparatively tame names, Kimberly and Robin. What a cunt. Her mom's a fucking cunt. Holy shit.
And her half-brother deep-seated regret.
Yeah.
Here's instead of Florida man, it's Florida City.
Florida City pays hackers $600,000 in Bitcoin to get computer systems back.
Yeah, so like ransom.
Yeah.
They held a city's computer system ransom for a $600,000 Bitcoin. And I mean, like, that's that. You can't get Bitcoin back once you send it.
That's like a Bitcoin and a quarter right there. I have no idea what, how crypto works, so.
That's about 80 Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, I think right now is like between $3,000 and $4,000.
No, it's back up.
Is it?
It's like around 8K right now.
Let's see.
8K.
While you're looking that up, I do want to point out, just because this is a Florida story, I have actually, we have determined on that
10,000.
Walmart is 10,000
now?
Almost 9,600.
Shit.
Sorry.
I checked it 3-4 days ago and it was 8,000. Now it's almost 10,000. Holy shit.
Bet you wish you bought.
Fuck yeah, dude. It was 4,000 for so long, and I was going to buy into it because I'm a fucking baller, but instead I spent my money on porno mags.
Yeah, listen, y'all, you got to go. Y'all got to go to the dark web and buy yourself some peasants coin right now. That shit is blowing up, especially since I've been on here and I'm noticing the numbers are going down.
Bats.
Our coins are called basic attention tokens, and people get them just by watching us. Like, they can just pull up our video, like... So we have a browser that people download, and after they download it using our link, then they're linked to our channel. And then when they watch us, see, like, right here, you can watch our video, and then you can hit this, and it lets you send in tips, like cryptocurrency tips.
Just a tip.
And
this shit looks so complicated that I'm going to suggest it to Jeff, and then a year and a half from now, we'll actually think about it.
It's not even complicated. It's pretty simple. Like, they just use this browser instead of Chrome. It works the same way as Chrome. And then on our videos, you just click the triangle up here and then go to send a tip, and then you can send a tip. And it's basically replacing what the Adpocalypse took away. So the browser runs ads while you use it, and that turns into cryptocurrency, and then that cryptocurrency is cashed out at the end of each month by all the different people that use the browser to consume the ads, and then they give that crypto to creators once a month.
I've completely forgotten that we were even live. I thought I was just getting a master class in crypto right now. Thank you, Ben.
A small city.
But by the way, before we get into that too deep, yes, I want you all to know, Walmart is in fact the Florida embassy in every state. So when we come across Walmart stories, the Walmart man or Walmart woman stories, those are Florida nationals in foreign territory.
Okay.
Please continue.
A small city in Florida has agreed to pay nearly $600,000 in Bitcoin ransom to hackers who took control of its computer systems in a ransomware attack, according to reports. The Riviera Beach City Council on Monday unanimously approved its insurance carrier to pay 65 Bitcoin, valued at about $592,000, in hopes of regaining full access to its network, the Palm Beach Post reported. The attack 2 weeks ago wiped out the city's entire computer system. The city council was left without email and phone service. Direct deposit paychecks had to be hand-delivered instead, and the police department had to change over to paper tickets for traffic citations. The police and fire departments also had to write down 911 calls, according to the South Florida Sun Sentinel. They receive about 280 calls a day. Systems that control city finances and water utility pump stations and testing systems also were affected. The city hopes the hackers will provide a decryption key, meaning there's no guarantee that that will happen. It's a risk, Council Chairwoman Kashamba Miller Anderson told the Palm Beach Post.
They could have just paid all of it and not gotten it back anyway.
Those were the two options: either do it or don't.
I'm just happy now that, like, you know, I think right now in your reporting of that half a story right there, every like Libertarian Party member, audience member that you have just kind of silently ejaculated into their jeans.
I mean, so crypto is mostly unregulated. So once you send someone crypto, there's no getting it back. You can't be like, oh, wait, this was a ransom sent, you know, and call the cops and have them send back the crypto.
But crypto can kind of be chased.
Kind of.
So you could hire someone to go and fucking shake down.
Yeah, you could. Okay, yeah. So you would have to do that.
Yeah, you
could have to hire a goon to like go rough up.
Which, surprisingly enough, you can buy with Bitcoin.
Oh, well, yeah, if you're on like the Silk Road.
You can buy a nice little goon if you want.
Yeah, it is like the currency of illegal shit on the internet, too. That's definitely part of it.
Why invest in peasant coin when you can just buy a peasant with your Bitcoin?
Yeah. I just love the fact that, like, you know, this what is it, New York Post? Oh, it's New York, so they don't give a fuck. They're like, you know, fuck Florida. Hey, we're going to report on this shit and let every hacker out there know that if they can install some basic-ass ransomware on a municipal-level server, you can own that town for a day.
Isn't Florida where a bunch of New Yorkers go to retire anyway? Isn't there, like, a ton
That's
of
a
fucking...
really nice euphemism for old Jews, Ben.
It is where they go, though.
Yeah, that is.
There's a huge Holocaust museum in Miami, right?
Yeah.
No, it was the strangest thing. I've traveled around this country a bunch. I've never met more old New Hampshire people outside of New Hampshire than I have in southern Florida. You could be sitting by a canal and you'll just hear this familiar accent and like, oh, fuck, is Adam Sandler here? Oh, shit. No, it's just an old woman with a small dog.
Here's Biden. I guess people are mad at him for stuff he said. I knew it would only be a matter of time before this happened.
Now to the 2020 presidential campaign, a Democratic frontrunner, Joe Biden, refuses to apologize for controversy.
Ah, but he's taking a page from Trump's playbook here. He already apologized for the creepy shit. So now he's doubling down on this one, like, nope, fuck it, not apologizing again.
Special remarks in which he defended working in the past with segregationist senators. Today, fellow Democrats kept up the pressure.
Oh, is this the Owen Benjamin segment?
Several of Joe Biden's presidential campaign opponents are hammering him over the comments he made at a fundraiser earlier this week.
They were misplaced and frankly misinformed.
I don't understand.
Oh, these are all, okay, they smell blood in the water now. All the people that are pulling like 2%. Right now, this is all their chance to attack the guy polling in front right now. So that's what they're doing. Cory Booker
This is all nothing more than a distraction from his touching of women and their hair.
Well, he already, I mean, they already made him apologize and all that.
Why?
So.
He needs this lesson.
At the event, Biden touted his ability to work with people with whom he disagreed, citing two late Democratic segregationist senators. At least there was some civility, he said. We got things done.
I was surprised that he didn't apologize for what he said.
Apologize for what? Corey should apologize. Oh. He knows better.
Whoa, boy. You better apologize to me,
boy. You know
better? You know better than to step out of turn with a senior senator, boy?
Ended his remarks.
Congressman?
Wednesday night.
I'm not a racist bone in my body. I've been involved in civil rights my whole career. Period.
Oh,
period,
you said rapist period. Bone. No, I got one of those. Just not a racist bone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But campaign
you know, civil rights is the bodily autonomy is not a civil right. So
say privately,
you know.
They wish Biden would use a different example when trying to explain his ability to find common ground. It's another self-inflicted wound after a recent about face on using federal funds for abortion and his jokes about the way he interacts with women.
I just want you to know I had permission to hug Lonnie.
Very funny, Uncle Joe. Creepy Uncle Joe.
Also an unnecessary distraction for Biden, as most of the Democratic field heads to South Carolina this weekend.
Too
many cooks. Look at Andrew Yang down there.
He doesn't stand a snowball's chance.
Oh, really? Because Cory Booker's declining. Rourke's declining. Andrew Yang is gaining momentum.
I just keep thinking, like, you know, we need to stop seeing them in this, you know, in this, like, this yearbook fashion. We need to see it more like a Final Four, like, division championship kind of thing.
This is like, the new...
Who will win? Will Bennett defeat Bullock for the title of least recognizable Democrat? Or will Mayor Buttigieg show up as an underdog and come from behind? No homo.
This is the new Hollywood Squares.
Right, I like here. Buttigieg as far as gay guys go.
Okay.
I like he's a quality gay. I like him. He's a top gay. Big fan. Big fan of Mayor Putin.
Where African Americans make up most Buttigieg. Democratic primary voters. Democratic Congresswoman Sherry Bustos hasn't endorsed Biden's campaign, but said she thinks his comments were misunderstood.
Ken Wizard of
Dusty
the Lutino.
I can't even tell anymore.
He's a beautiful bird.
Dusty's a Lutino cockatiel now?
What's Lutino?
This is new.
Dusty running for the Democratic nomination?
I believe
he's a beautiful bird.
Beautiful.
And to make is, you know, working together is a good thing.
So maybe some of his competitors are overblowing it.
We got 24 people now running for the presidency. They are going to look to get a leg up.
Adding more intrigue to this story, CBS News has learned that Biden and Senator Booker spoke last night by phone about all of this. Both gentlemen conveyed privately what they had been discussing publicly. Biden clarified, but didn't apologize for his remarks. Maurice?
Okay. I'd love to hear that conversation. Here's a weird one. How it must have been a slow news day today.
Is something really out there? Three more U.S. senators received a classified briefing about UFOs at the Pentagon, or in current lingo, unidentified aerial phenomena. You may have heard.
Unidentified aerial phenomenon. So
I'm sorry. I'm still hung up on Cory Booker and Joe Biden having a phone conversation, and I'm just hearing Joe Biden's voice being like, that Rosario Dawson, she's got some lips, right, Corey? How do those work? Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Poor Rosario Dawson. All she ever did was be hot.
Heard the pilots and other military personnel reporting these
ATM in that Clerks 2 movie.
Oh, yeah.
Ass to mouth.
Kinds of sightings for years. A couple weeks ago, the Department of Defense even released footage shot by a Navy Super Hornet pilot. But you may not have known that back in 2007, Congress directed the Pentagon to set up a $22 million search for the truth. And Tom Foreman is with me, more on the Advanced Aviation Threat Identification Program. So, Tom, talk to me about the senators getting the classified briefings on UFOs.
Yeah, well, here's the interesting thing. It's easy to laugh at this, easy to think it's silly or it's just a bunch of hokum out there. But Senator Mark Warner, who is the vice chair of the Intelligence Committee, said, look, I think it's important. He told us just this afternoon, I think it's important that the military is taking this more seriously now than they did in the past. So what are they taking seriously? Those videos you were talking about relate to a cut. That's
what
Is 2019 the year that we make contact?
We
get woke to aliens?
2019, the year we make contact.
Is it the woke year?
Y'all need to watch Mouthy Buddha. You'd know this already.
I'm sorry. Do you think that Donald Trump's going to win re-election because he becomes the first president to like publicly allow actual aliens into our country? Not illegal aliens, but actual aliens.
Why would he need to allow it?
I want to give you political nightmares, though. Imagine like we make first contact and for some reason it'll be like that Doctor Who episode where like the prisoner says like, I am in command here. Would you like me to be your master? Maybe your daddy. I don't know. Yeah, that'd be great. Donald Trump, like, greatest planet on Earth, greatest planet on all of Earth. Yes, that's true.
He's the president of Earth, right, Donald Trump?
As far as he's concerned.
He'd like, yeah. Check this out. Actually, Billy sent me this. Check this out.
A video game drug bust in Tampa. Deputies arresting a man for sneaking into a park after hours, to catch Pokemon.
Uh-oh. Deputies say the suspect was playing Pokemon Go on his phone before they found a bunch of different drugs. 8 on Your Side's JB Buono joins us live from our stream center. And JB, this isn't your everyday arrest.
This is in Florida, too.
Florida, man.
What the fuck is wrong with Florida? Is it the humidity?
What do you mean wrong? I wanted to submit this because it appeals to both of us. Pokemon Go and drugs.
No, it is, Stacey. For anyone who's ever played the game Pokemon, the motto in that game is gotta catch them all. And that's exactly what deputies said when they announced this arrest on their Facebook page, the Hillsborough County
Pokemon Go to prison.
The sheriff's office saying 30-year-old Jonathan Ortiz was parked in.
Whoa, look at that bag of weed.
Is that all drugs there?
A lot of it. It looks like he has like graffiti markers or something. Or maybe it is like vape pens and. Oh, yeah, it's like joints in the tubes.
Oh,
they
must
have smuggled this in from like a legal state or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, look at, like, the vapes at the bottom, though, too. I mean, like, yeah, this shit, like, with the exception of the shit in that big one-pound baggie, that looks medical recreational.
Yeah, but it was in Florida.
Good job, Florida. Stop someone from playing Pokemon Go.
Park in Tampa after closing time. Deputies approaching him, and they say that Ortiz was trying to catch a wild Pokemon with marijuana clearly visible. A search of his vehicle produced 3.5 grams of.
Yeah, I see gummy worms, I see pills, I see all the different like pre-rolled joints and the little tubes and the vape pen cartridges. There's so much shit here.
If you see, if it's
a scale,
this is probably not all weed, right? Like I see,
it looks mostly like weed.
It looks mostly like weed, but there's a baggie with like some white in there. You think that's some crystal meth from his personal stash or
something? Actually, if you look at the like the lower center, I'm pretty sure those. Oh, actually, no, all there. Those are gummies, right?
Yeah.
But my thing is like, so there's a weed, marijuana was visible, and I'm just wondering, like, because I know they like to spread the shit out on the hood of the car to like take a photo of it. I'm just wondering, like, was he so high and so eager to get his Pokemon that he just drove down there with all that shit on there? Like, oh yeah. Shit, I should have put that away.
You
only got
30 minutes from spawn point to get that Snorlax, right? If you see it on the map, you got to get there quick. You don't have time to dilly dally.
What the fuck? Hang on. Here's the thing. Okay, like far right, just under the long box, I'm seeing an Apple logo on one of those things. Is Apple getting into the weed game?
I don't know what that is.
Are those acid tablets?
Fucking Apple fucking like THC like dissolvables, like a little strip you put in your tongue.
I have I have a little jar of pre-rolled joints. Right here.
Assuming this was all weed, even in a legal state, would you be in trouble for having this much stuff on
you? Depends. It depends on the law of the state. I could have, I think, like 7 ounces or something like that because I have a medical designation. So, I don't know.
And meanwhile, out here in New Hampshire, literally every state and Canada. So we are surrounded on our tiny little borders by illegal states. And our governor's like, well, no, we need to keep up with prohibition. Do we? The BBC was just here filming a documentary about how bad the heroin habit is here. And you think, oh, we need to spend money keeping legal weed from coming across the border.
Yeah.
Good job. We are the Florida of the Northeast. Basically.
Yeah, good luck wasting all your resources trying to police something that's... I mean, like, they would have to literally build a border that you would have to guard and keep people from coming in to stop all the weed from coming in from legal states all around you.
Well, we have that in a cultural sense, because if you know what New Hampshire's like, you don't want to come here, especially not if you're high.
Do they have, like... information on what Pokemon he was trying to catch? Because I don't think anything that would spawn in the middle of the night could be worth it. I don't know.
You're asking the wrong people.
I'm just.
And by the way, in this report, he goes, "Pokemon used to be popular 3 years ago."
Dick.
Check this out. Someone sent me this funny G-Man video.
I'm not to the idea of two guys getting together and having sexually doing things with each other sexually. As far as me doing any of that kind of stuff, I fill my mind with the word of God. I retain God in my thoughts on this particular topic. And the Holy Spirit was constantly reminding me about God's word. And it keeps me away from that.
Oh, God, I'm not supposed to like this. Oh, God, I'm not supposed to like this. Holy Spirit, you're supposed to remind me that this is bad. I'm not supposed to like this. Oh, fuck, True, you look so good right now.
It's true empiricism.
Oh, Holy Spirit, fill my mind up with good thoughts of Jesus. Oh, God, look at that banana. Oh, God, Jesus. Oh, God, Jesus, True. Oh, fuck, I got it all over myself again. I'm not supposed to like this.
Damn.
Just a nice reminder that if your reason for not being gay is Jesus, then you might think you might be wondering what Jesus's abs look like when you're not, and you don't think anyone's looking.
Yeah, Jesus was too hot to be straight and not have a wife. Come on, man. 33 years, you don't have a wife? You were gay. You have 12 of dudes you hung out with all the time? Call them apostles. Apostle must be fucking Yiddish for assholes. 12 assholes.
Your mama's so broke she had to like give birth in a goddamn manger. It's like, what use of women after you that? Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Jesus was a big gay. Big fan. Big fan of his work. As far as gays go, Jesus, Pete Buttigieg, top gays. top.
Well, let's be honest. You look at them pictures hanging up in most like Italian or Puerto Rican or Irish Catholic homes, right? It's very soft eyes, very forgiving look.
Ocean
very
kind of
bedroom eyes.
I'm
you know?
Scared. Yeah. I don't know. Young Jesus.
We need more like Jesus portraits with bedroom eyes. Available on Amazon. It's Jesus with his beard looking strangely like me. Just
let's check out those Streamlabs.
Waka waka. All right. Now, we had PT Ham with that big 100 fucking donny jumping off at the beginning. Thank you again, PT Ham. Anthony, Ant 0070, donated 666, said, take my money, situation, you scammers. Billy is a sweet boy individual.
Thanks, individual.
And definitely does not turn me or Dorn on. Thank you. Taffy bought the Ben and Billy t-shirt. Said, I thought I'd buy one before Boris closes the borders and declares war on the EU.
Whoa. Ugh.
The neckbeard troll. Take my money, scammers. Gladly. And then also Hypothesis said, I wonder if that dude will come out of jail thinking all Pokemon will be transferable in Sword and Shield. Are they not transferable? What? What? It's ridiculous.
I don't even know what that is.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, kind of lost myself.
We also have one of those super chats from Game Master Mike 8200. Take my YouTube money, you well-mannered gentleman.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, now we're moving into our next segment.
I like the new intro.
Thank you. Yeah, it's wonderful. We're starting it off with Owen Benjamin.
All right. So the question I want to ask you guys is, what is a wizard? What is magic? And what are spells? The only person I've really, two people that I've seen touch on some of these concepts are Stefan Molyneux and.
That's how you know it's going to be good.
Vox Day. We'll talk about modern wizards and magic. Most people don't understand that it never went away. That we can use terms like marketing techniques or rhetoric. My dad.
What? Magic and marketing techniques and rhetoric, all the same thing.
Dad has his PhD in rhetoric. And for people that say, well, that's not you, me and my dad were extremely close, and he taught me every bit of the wizard ways. And I started obsessing about this at dinner last night. It was my wife's birthday, and I got to take her.
I'm sorry, it was his wife's birthday, and he's like, I was sitting there at my wife's birthday and started thinking about wizards.
Yep.
how are you married?
Her whole family out, and she was the happiest person in the world. And I look over, and I see my son standing on a chair. And I realize my son has wizard instincts.
Son has wizard instincts.
I can't wait until he explains what he means by this here. Okay.
Yeah, and George is going inside. Terrified. Just chill out for 1 second.
I think he's got to let his dog in or something.
George. Yeah. Cool,
I can identify with that.
Cool, yeah, me too.
Hang on. See, George doesn't understand wizardry because George is a dog. Come here, buddy.
George is a dumbass dog that doesn't understand wizardry. Dumbass.
Quality fucking live stream.
And my son's not one of those attention-hungry kids. He keeps to himself. You know, he's sweet. He just likes monster trucks. He can just chill out. He doesn't like cry in public to get people to look at him and stuff. So this isn't about attention. This is literally, he has my gene. There's a gene in my family. My dad's a rhetoric professor. I'm a comedian podcaster. My grandfather was a lead miner, but a famous storyteller.
Famous storyteller. Famous. Old Grandpa
Both
Benjamin.
Time about how his grandson totally wasn't gay.
It literally is genetic, I think. And so I look over and I...
What did any of those things have in common?
I see him doing that. Is genetic, and guess what? Boom. Peekaboo, right? What's up next? He gives props to God. Then what does he do? Kills a joke. Everyone's dying. I look over and I realize my son is killing a set.
His son likes. Well, let's just say his son likes button downs and sweater vests, and he loves performing for the family. Owen, he got your gene, Bo. He got your gene.
He's doing.
Owen Benjamin thinks being gay is being a wizard.
He knows, like,
yeah, it's like he used I'm so hopeful for his comedy career that he might dress up like a lady sometime and run around a college campus. Ah.
Words,
comedy guys,
and everyone's clapping and laughing, and it was fortunately it was truth wizardry because it wasn't based in deception and lies, and I'll make sure that he doesn't go.
That was wizardry. What we just saw, a kid standing on a chair,
young Harry now, Potter.
I'll give the kid this because, like, if we look at, like, you know, like he looked really comfortable just fucking doing his thing. In front of the family like that, like he seemed to really like enjoy that spotlight, and you know,
yeah.
Like when I was a kid, on him.
When I was a kid, if I would have stood on the chair at the table with all my relatives eating dinner, I would have been smacked in the fucking head and told to sit the fuck down. Like I'm a little jealous. This kid has all this freedom. I want to be a wizard. I want to stand up on chairs and act like I'm an adult and say things that they'll have to listen to while they chew their fucking.
His whole set was like, and grandma here, how many cobwebs are between her legs?
Yeah,
am I
exactly.
Right?
I feel like we're being ripped off with these still photos. We need the full video. Does this kid really fucking kill? Is he over there doing top-notch Andrew Dice Clay material? That's what I need to know.
Down those dark roads, because he has it in him. Look at this. Stands on a chair. Where's Walter? Who knows? Boom, there he is. Oh, what's up, Jesus? Much love to Jesus. Guess what? I also got jokes. And boom, crush.
What's up, Jesus?
What's up, Jeez? Praise the J.
I doubt he was praising Jesus. I think he took a picture where he looked like he was praising Jesus.
I'm so young, I have problems with books, so I watched The Walking Dead, and I thought that was the Bible. I was surprised.
Yeah. Well, they gotta stop giving this kid beer. He's got like 4 beers in front of him. This kid's fucking wasted. No wonder he thinks he's a wizard.
All stuffed full of chicken wings, and dad's like, "Listen, you're a wizard. You're gonna be like me, son."
Oh man, we watched on the last post show. We watched Derek Savage's 420 awards.
They were amazing.
Amazing.
They were absolutely amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. Amazing. I laughed so hard I cried because the unthinkable happened. Not only did Derek Savage mispronounce
just about every major famous celebrity's name.
Yeah, like Nicki Minaj. What was it?
Sticky Vagina. Or I don't know. It's fucking dumb.
But then the unthinkable happened.
Can we play some of this motherfucker's like comedy? I saw like his piano bit about I don't like brown people except some of them because I'm not racist. I just believe in the West.
I don't know about his comedy. I mean,
and so I started thinking about the paths of wizardry and how to not become
Nicki Mahjong. That's what it was.
Speck is in chat saying, famous celebrity, is there another kind?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there's a ton of D-list celebrities. I'm talking like famous as in like the A-list. Like he's mispronouncing Nicki Minaj and Lady Gaga and fucking Emma Stone, right? I think it was mostly the female names he was mispronouncing too. He seems to have known all the dudes.
Snoop Dogg was the best singer.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg won best singer.
I'm not saying like trad-con alt-right guys who love praising their families and their straight traditional lifestyles aren't just like really afraid of the taste of dick. But there's a reason they pick on female stars so much, is because, you know, they don't have dicks. True. I just kind of get that feeling. I get that kind of vibe. It's one of those, the lady doth protest too much. Here, I'm so not gay, I dressed my son up like a future cabaret singer and let him perform in front of grandma.
Yeah. Owen Benjamin does not want to believe his son is gay, so he's creating this wizard aspect.
And he's like, he's a wizard slash preacher at the same time.
He's praying God. To God.
He's doing spells, which is the same thing as rhetoric, which is the same thing as sales.
He's got this great wizard move.
Coal miner that was a storyteller, though. He told stories.
Yeah, he mined shit. Toxic material, but told stories about getting poisoned by lead that he mined.
You could tell he's a real magician with his sleight of hand because all of the wrist movements are just...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Bubby. And then fucking he's like, he's praying to God, but really in that kid's head, he's hearing the words, it's raining men.
Oh,
hallelujah,
damn.
It's raining
now,
men.
I'm a good Christian, but that doesn't mean that I don't believe that the Catholic Church has some real things to offer young boys, such as rough experiences to make them tougher for their future lives in public bathrooms.
You want to check this shit out? Rick Wiles.
I want to slam spec one more time.
Okay.
Even B-lists are still famous. Celebrities are famous by definition. But famous celebrities are the ones that are like your grandmama knows. They're on the cover of every magazine, in the news all the fucking time. And this guy can't get those right. I could see if he mispronounced Ralph Macchio or something.
What?
I'm sure Daddy Derek would actually get Ralph Macchio, though. But he mispronounces...
He was doing it with words, too. What was that one word?
Oh, God. Ventilla twist?
Yeah, ventilla twist.
Holy shit.
You're a ventrilla twist.
What is the world's worst ventilla twist?
Oh, really, my God. Funny stuff. Should I just play that little clip?
Probably, yeah.
Please, okay.
Please.
All right. Hold on. Oh, my God.
It was nuts.
Because, I mean,
anybody who missed the after show should go back and watch it.
A man works his mouth is perfect.
All right, hold on. Hold on.
It's Cool Cats, dude.
Is this the right one?
Yeah, that's who we're talking about. Derek's. Oh no, no.
This is the wrong video, right?
Yeah, yeah. This is him promoting it. Hold on.
I certainly have such a brighter opinion on Cool Cat because, like, now I understand how he made that film. He's really high. Like, you know, I should make a movie for kids.
Where did it go?
I'm gonna put that fursuit on. Make a movie.
Or go. Where's? Oh, hold on.
Here it is.
Oh, guys, hey, we got Oscar and Bernie coming out. A great comedian club right here. Come on out here, guys. Everybody, Oscar and Bernie, some the worst ventriloquist.
The worst ventriloquist.
Ventriloquist. Hold on. What?
Holy shit.
What? You know, this award show, guess what? Will Smith couldn't show up. Will Smith couldn't be here today.
Will Smith couldn't be here.
And they're expecting the award, so hey, God bless you guys. And, guys, hey, we got Oscar and Bernie coming out. A great comedian club right here. Come on out here, guys.
I don't think people paid to see this. I think that every person in the crowd was, like, personally invited by our good friend Daddy Derek.
Well, one more time.
Oscar and Bernie, some the worst ventriloquist in.
He does it a bunch of times with a bunch of words. It's so ridiculous.
Billy, I got to push back on you there. I think it was more like there was a really convincing Barker who said, free drink if you watch Comedy Show. It's a comedy show.
Billy,
come on in.
I wanted to get your take on something really quick here. I'm gonna play this Repsion video here.
Repsion.
Okay, is Repsion a sweet boy, Billy? Give me your honest opinion.
I think so.
Okay, he's a sweet boy.
I think he's a sweet boy.
He's a sweet boy.
I think he's milking the fucking Onision lockout.
Repsion gets your sweet boy stamp of approval.
I think so.
Okay. The difference between the term nigga versus nigger. Because I live in an apartment complex with a lot of different ethnicities, and I think it's awesome. There's lots of different children around here, lots of different ethnicities, and I love it.
What? I think it's awesome. There's lots of different children around here.
Was maybe this Stan's, I spoke like, too soon. Adderall phase?
A lot of different children around here. Like, what?
What happened to children around here?
What does that mean? A lot of different children around here. I love Fleshlight.
Hey, Fleshlight.
You know there's a lot of different children around here.
Repsion, sweet boy.
This isn't fair, though, Ben. Because, listen, I mean, Anisian's biggest fan's hair has gone shit since then.
Actually, you know what? You know why Repsion might not be a sweet boy?
Why? What?
You know who got me this shirt?
Repsion?
No.
Who? Oh, Onision? No.
Onision bought him a t-shirt one time. That makes Dan an absolute cunt.
Fuck you, Billy. I ride the bus. This is what Pimp Monk got me after he rode the bus to VidCon.
Oh, yeah.
He got me this shirt, right? So Pimp Monk, I tease him, and what's Pimp Monk do? He buys me a t-shirt. That's a sweet boy. Pimp Monk's a sweet boy. You know what Repsion did when you asked him about Pimp Monk?
Oh, yeah, he said he smells.
He said, he stinks.
But I hear people all the time
that's not a sweet boy
of different ethnicities use the term nigger and nigga.
I can't believe he has this video up.
Why not?
You're not going to get Fleshlight sponsorships, Daniel, with this video up, with you saying the N-word. Over and over and over again, my friend. I'm sorry.
I swear to Christ, if he does, though, I'm going to make YouTube Saints completely unmonetizable from here on out. My in-laws are going to hate me more than they do now.
Outside my apartment complex, like in mid-conversation, they are calling one another nigga, nigger. Both of the usage of that word. And it makes it confusing to me, because at the same time I would never.
It's confusing to him.
Sorry, can you help? Am I wrong though? I would have far less trouble listening to this, like, you know, dissertation on whether or not this very white boy has the right to use whatever words he wants if there wasn't a stuffed Yoshi and a Zelda bit of merch behind him. Like, he's got a fucking Wii U box in the corner. Like, yeah, I want people to see this. By the way, I'm down with the hood slang, y'all. Huh?
I just didn't hear what he's saying. What's the point here? Was this video just made so he could say the N-word in perpetuity?
Use the N-word to describe someone in a degrading way, ever. But it's interesting because I see a lot of people around me use the word perfectly fine, and nothing is you know, no one gets upset about it. But I feel as if I was to use that word, even in mid-conversation, it would be...
You just did.
Translated or interpreted differently. And it's just confusing to me the difference between nigga versus nigger. And I only have...
Here's the
difference. It's an educational video, guys. That's how he gets... It's an educational video.
Here's the difference.
It's going to be shown in elementary school.
People are racist, okay? They think because you look a lot like the people who used that word on them 150 years ago when they were slaves... They think that you shouldn't be able to say that word to this day. And as a courtesy to people whose ancestors were slaves and this word triggers them, we don't use it, right? We just don't. But the confusion, all right, is in your own little head where you think that there's some magical acceptance that you should be able to say the N-word all you want. Go fucking ahead. See what happens when you say it around your neighbors. They're going to come fucking rob your house
your
at
neighbors.
Best. At best, they'll rob your fucking house. At worst, yeah, they'll kick the fucking shit out of you, dude.
1998 era Edward Norton has the right to use that word and accept the consequences as he finds it.
Now,
I was looking for them. He's got that jawline.
Now, this is an older video, by the way. This isn't like a new Repsion video. I just remember...
You don't say.
I just remember this video. I'm like, oh, man, Billy would love this one because Repsion's a sweet boy. Right.
I just love the look of Dan when you see him now, because it's like, hey guys, I'm not getting a haircut. Fuck it. No.
Repsion has more balls because he's not afraid to say it, unlike Billy.
Wow.
Saying saying the N-word.
He's got more balls than you, Billy.
Saying the N-word doesn't take balls, all right?
Well, then say it, Billy.
I don't need to say it. I choose not to.
Oh, well, then, okay. Maybe he has bigger balls. I don't know. I don't know how to say it.
No, my balls are huge. I don't say it because I think it's a disgusting fucking word, and people that use it look like fucking idiots to me.
Well, I mean, this pause game doesn't help that.
The what game?
No, the pause game with Repsion doesn't help that. He does kind of look, I mean, like, you know, we could actually just sort of crop all the background out and then just put him into like one of JF streams and play this video from there on out, and it'll have different context entirely.
Remember the Wheel of Misfortune and how he couldn't even get the religion questions right, despite that he was an apologist for the first 20 years of his life? Damn.
Who?
Damn. Repsion, I guess. Repsion's real name is Dan, yeah.
Well, no, I know that, but he was a religious apologist for the first 20 years of his life?
I think he was raised by a priest, right? Or a pastor. His dad was a pastor, so he was a religious boy.
Is this just a thing that, like, YouTubers who get, like, you know, larger on the platform tend to come from, like, weird religious backgrounds or something?
Probably more often than not. I don't know.
It's just they show up and like, hey guys, I'm deeply scarred by a bunch of bullshit myths that were shoved down my throat by misguided parents. And now I'm going to talk about other people on this platform. Yeah? I mean, is that where we're at?
Pretty much.
This is what I noticed about YouTube in general. Like, when I first caught on, and I'm friends, I consider Dan a friend. I like Dan. I do.
Yeah.
But it has been kind of upsetting generally because, like, you know, so after the whole, like, hey, let's debate ideas shit fell out of fashion, we fell into the whole blood sports thing, which was short-lived, which is like, hey, whose lives can we fuck up now? And then we move on to now people are just like, hey, I'm going to build my channel up. Like, he was going to retire from YouTube, and then he went into, like, oh, but I have to talk about Anisian for months at a time because there's anything left that needs to be said about Greg. Yeah. I honestly don't like Greg and his shit, but it's like we're getting back to that really cringy point in YouTube where it's like, hey, I can build a channel by doing, here's the history of this retard. Huh? And I know you're friends with him, Billy. I don't mean
the funny thing about that is that Onision used to do that to other people, and now he's getting it back against him.
Well, that's the thing. Is that the cycle that we're dealing on YouTube? Because I see all, especially like the political scene, they're like, old media's really worried about how good we are. Like, do they really need to be? Because as shit as old media is, the main fucking thrust of this platform, the place that it's going, it's not that encouraging.
Well, the way that YouTube can turn out content without any sort of editor, it makes old media a snail's pace, right? So they have to try and attack it. They get views by attacking it. So they're doing basically what Repsion does to Onision. They're attacking somebody knowing they're going to get them views and discredit them. The difference is, you know, nobody likes Onision, so he just gets shit on.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, at least YouTubers defend each other.
I'm pretty sure Daniel sold his socks and underwear, which is commendable. I mean, damn.
He sold underwear because he needed money.
Way to hustle.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I won't even name the name, but I remember there was a channel that I used to really like. I respected it. I liked watching it. It was this, you know, it was political level shit, but it was like a well-reasoned, rational opinion about the events of the day. And it was the kind of person you could kind of tell, took a moment to step back from the shit, say like, all right, am I reacting or thinking about this? And they'd offer their best opinion on it. Channel went fucking nowhere. And as soon as they got into, hey, let's look into this bizarro fucking e-celebs history, oh, it fucking skyrocketed. And I'm thinking to myself, like, all right, well, should we really fucking seal clap for new media beating old media when it's not just as bad, but in some cases, an even more puerile version of what we had before? I mean, we're taking Jerry Springer and we're saying, Jerry, hold my beer.
Yeah, but for every shit person like that just goes in on somebody for a hit piece, There's a bunch of creators on YouTube that are fucking awesome and amazing and put a lot of work into their content. And if they didn't have that platform, we wouldn't get them. So I'm okay with the rest. I wish that, you know, they didn't get so many views because they were playing into the human algorithm, playing into everybody's gossip-minded fucking low-intel bullshit. But it's still worth having. I like that people are capable of doing that.
Yeah, no question there. I'm just wondering if, like, it's one of these things, like, people, when they see the problems with an old establishment thing, they seem really eager to dash headlong and blindfolded into whatever claims to be standing in replacement of it.
Well, the whole thing about the old media is that these people are reliant on the companies that pay them to make their little fucking articles, right? YouTubers aren't. So they have to go through the process of writing, submitting, getting it through the editor, getting it to print. That takes a lot of time. A YouTuber can just make a fucking rant video, upload it, and boom, it's out there to 100,000, 200,000 people. And the numbers that YouTubers are getting don't compare really to this print media unless print media gets a particularly saucy fucking topic. Now, the majority of people making money off this print media shit, they're not getting read. They've got these blue check marks on Twitter because their parent companies know how to get the blue check marks and verification going through. They have 2,000, 3,000 subscribers or followers on fucking Twitter. Their voice isn't really that fucking big. They're just little fucking underlings of the massive machine. YouTubers are the face of their own brand, whether they're dumb or fucking smart or hilarious or clever or whatever they are.
I agree entirely, and in that, what brings my nihilistic, pessimistic side out is that it's not the companies or the media channels or the media conglomerates or whatever they might be that is to blame. It's actually the audience who, as they're bombarded constantly 24/7 with stimuli that they don't have enough time to process, think about, and actually form genuinely worthwhile opinions on, are encouraged instead just to pick a side, pick a camp, jump into a box, and live there. They instead elevate dumber voices than we had before, which we celebrate simply on the basis that they're not corporate-backed dumb voices until they become such. And so it's not the creators, it's not the platforms, it's not the companies, it's almost as though it's the audience. But then again, who am I to say?
Well, if it wasn't for YouTube, this audience wouldn't be going after any sort of journalistic media, no matter how fucking asinine it is but basic it is with YouTube. They wouldn't be reading fucking New York Times or whatever. You know, they would just be watching fucking Jerry Springer. They would be watching WWE. They'd be watching World Wrestling Federation, you know?
They'd be watching YouTube Saints or Late Night, oh God, whatever that show's called.
It's just the times are changing, and old media is trying to grasp at whatever they can. By attacking new media, they stay relevant, and new media is going to get called out because it's uncontrollable right now. And I think YouTube themselves know it's uncontrollable, and they're trying everything they can not to lose their control of uncontrollable. Because once they start regulating YouTube's fucked.
I just desperately hope that, like, the next big meme, the next new zeitgeist that comes along is one which is, you know, focused on people realizing that in many respects, in many cases, they are being taken for fools as they have been previously, and that it is up to them to take a moment and stop and think more about what it is they're hearing before just accepting or rejecting it, and then comparing that to other things and making up their own minds rather than just taking the camps that reaffirm their guttural reactions to things they see in headlines from the mainstream media, which they espouse this notion that they reject.
What world do you live in? I just really hope people are logically driven.
You know the world. Does he live in this world? The flat earth world?
Oh no!
All right, so I tried to do this video once before and it failed, mainly because reception issues. I'm out here taking a jog in my neighborhood, and I'm trying.
It's when you make a video?
To see if I can get a focus on the moon. But if you're outside tonight, go take a look. It's almost a full moon. I don't know if it is exactly a full moon, but
you can't see it on your video at all.
It's pretty stinking close.
It's just
for
so
sure.
Big, it's taking up the whole sky.
Oh,
that moon right there, it debunks, whether people know it or not, it debunks the globe Earth. on so many different levels, including its motion and the energy that comes off of it.
What the energy? Huh? The energy. That's how you know.
I'm glad nobody turns the moon off. Imagine how dark it would be at night if there was no moonlight.
He's really frustrated because like his period didn't come at the right time of the month and he's blaming the moon for it now. What the fuck? It's energy that's coming off of it. Like, I mean, I was watching Good Omens on Amazon Prime and there was this part that was skipped and that was the moon, guys.
Oh. Is Good Omens good?
The visibility of it.
Okay.
All these things are problems. Also, biblically, we know that Jesus even said that the moon shall not give her light, speaking of end time prophecy, meaning that
a lot of flat earthers are just super religious people, and the flat earth in some way it helps their narrative, and that's why they believe in the flat earth.
To say only 6% of Americans actually believe in flat earth, which I say is not bad for a Christian nation.
Yeah. I guess so.
The moon has its own light.
One in 20 people.
The heliocentric model says that
one in 20 people believe the Earth is flat.
Supposed to be getting a reflection off of the sun from the moon. So that would mean and imply that the moon is not its own light, but yet a reflection.
It is.
That's not the case. You can get a.
Everything is a reflection, except for the light source itself.
Reflection of.
The moon has its own light, its own spirit. Gaia extended her reach to it. I love if you know, but look around at the fucking area that this feckless fucking moron is jogging in while he decides he's going to make a video or stream, right? This guy, I hate to use this fucking term, but like this is, I think this needs to be the new approach to the whole like white privilege thing. You know, it's like, oh, you're like upper middle class. You come from a neighborhood where like everyone's house looks like a fucking like clubhouse and your neighborhood has a pool. Like, yeah, you have too much time on your hands, son. You think the earth is flat and that the moon is a spotlight.
A laser thermometer and test out on a night such as this. Test out like on the road or whatever, some object you can test out and measure the moonlight, the temperature of the moonlight under the shade versus in direct moonlight. And what you're going to find is that direct moonlight, the temperature is cooler than under the shade, which is just the inverse and opposite of what you'd expect from the light of the sun. So if it was the light of the sun, it should be operating as the light of the sun, but it's not, because it's not the light of the sun.
I'm not going to follow this guy's fucking scientific claim, no matter how right he might be here. I'm not going to buy into it, because everything else he's basing it on is the earth being flat and fucking a Bible being real.
Right.
Like, fuck your numbers here.
He started off with that.
I'm not going to bother fact-checking any of this shit. I don't know if he's right or wrong. I don't care.
He's wrong.
We are kind of at a point now where we need to actually start openly acknowledging that there are some people who are so exceptionally fucking stupid that they do not need to be listened to seriously.
How about this guy?
Fisherman here. It's freezing out here tonight. I'm not catching any
fish. Quaid?
But it's time to talk to my brothers and sisters in Christ. There are some atheists, UFOologists, Gnostics, all sorts of non-believers running to a truth that personally is making us all look bad. So this might sound familiar to a lot of you who know me, but it's time for y'all to shut up, listen, and learn. It's time for Christians to stop believing in this NASA-driven Elon Musk CGI cartoon world of outer space. It doesn't exist. It's not real. This isn't about national pride or a patriotic devotion to John Glenn
or
Neil.
Is that flat Earth logo a fucking Fortnite logo ripoff?
I don't know. Is it? Is that what?
That's what that is, dude. What the
that's
fuck?
That's ridiculous.
What the fuck?
Armstrong. I'm not talking about that garbage. Now, I know this is important to you because I'm talking about the truth of the Word of God. It's a truth so diametrically opposed to the current worldview, it changed my 55-year-old paradigm, and I fought hard against it. I'm humbled by the biblical truth of God's very creation. It's a gift from the heavens. His realm is observable, testable, repeatable, scientifically founded. yet it's scripturally documented and biblically confirmed. This flat earth doctrine is...
He's only 55. I thought this was Randy Quaid sitting in one of those sheds they have outside of certain Walmarts.
This is an ice fishing
shed.
How
their sheds look.
He's in an ice fishing shed.
Well, I love that. He's in an ice fishing shed. He's like trying to, he's ice fishing, and then he's like, you know what'll make this? And I find the music draws me in. I'm like, you know, man, maybe he has a point. Maybe he has a point. Yeah. Wait, no, he's sitting in an ice fishing shed, and he's just playing stock music.
He doesn't have a point. He's bloviating giant fucking dumb words that he wrote here to put his special Christian theme music behind him as he talks about the wonders of God, and it's all being biblically proven through the scripture. It's like, fuck you, flat earth. Doesn't fucking matter. Fuck your fucking book, your scripture, dude.
I just want him to be a mall Santa, motherfucker. I want to find out he's a mall Santa, though, and he's like, what would you like for Christmas? The earth is flat.
He's part
of the Cuck Dynasty. Solid Bible doctrine. It's a simple truth, contextualized by the very first verse, first chapter, first book of the authoritative text of God Almighty. It's the foundation of all biblical truth. It's what we stand upon, the rock. But God's rock is not a round rock. It's a flat rock. It doesn't spin, wobble, bob, tilt, fly, orbit. Doesn't orbit anything. And it is what you see and feel. It is what God said it is. And there's no curved, upside-down water on it. I'm a fisherman. I've never seen curved water.
I mean, haven't you ever been in an airplane? You can see the curvature of the earth from that high
up. He's not going to get on the devil's titanium dick just so that he can fly off to somewhere that's 6 miles away and he's told it takes 40 hours to get there. No. He's not falling for that shit, Ben. Stop with this.
I've flown over the ocean and I've seen the curved ocean.
Couldn't you get like a floating apparatus that sits in a wave and control like the way that it goes? Wouldn't it show after floating away with the waves at a certain point that it floated on a curve and it wouldn't just be flat?
Y'all ever been to a water park? When you fly over the ocean, you see what looks like a curve. That's just the devil's wave pool. That's right. The devil has set up a wave pool. So it constantly looks like it's arcing.
Yeah.
You see, you fly to other countries. You just went to Canada.
I've been to Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio. There's no round water there. It's all flat water.
Yeah.
Firmament above us holds the sky firmly in place.
It's a pretty nice
beach. Separates the waters from the waters. It's a static breadth realm. Daniel 12:3 said, "And they that are wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament." And they that
okay, whatever.
I'm glad he wrote this script, dude. Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
I'm very proud. I finally referenced Repsion.
This is Repsion's dad. 12:5. This is Repsion's dad right here.
Here's your buddy Rick Wiles.
Oh God!
Mark of the Beast.
When you go to your favorite fast food restaurant, you're going to be eating a fake hamburger. You're going to go to the grocery store and buy a pound of fake hamburger or a fake steak, and you won't know that it was grown in some big corporation's laboratory. This is the nightmare world that they're taking us into. They're changing God's creation. Why? Because they want...
Yeah, God created the hamburger on the fifth day.
They're changing God's creation.
I was so happy on the ninth day when he finally created horsey sauce.
Arby's was never the same.
They want to be God. They want to do exactly what Lucifer did before the flood. It's why God destroyed it. He said... He regretted that he ever made mankind because they were destroying his creation. The Bible says God is coming back to destroy those who are destroying the earth. So God is an environmentalist.
Damn it! Oh, this pisses me off so fucking bad. No, I'm sorry. Like the fact that like the Christian fundamentalist backwards fucking retards like this guy are now taking over not only anti-corporatist but environmentalist things. No, those are important things. We need to stop companies like Nestle and fucking, we need to stop the next Enron. We need to stop these corporations from taking over the fucking planet and destroying every natural resource we have so that their kids can have Maseratis. And then we also need to stop this fucking, actually that was both the points here, and this fucking idiot's taking them over. Fuck you,
he takes this very seriously. He created this planet. He created the universe. and he's watching these Luciferians destroy his planet, destroy the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, change human DNA. Why? They want to change human DNA so that you can't be born again.
What?
Or maybe so kids aren't born with like Down syndrome and shit. Maybe.
Did
I don't know.
Did you watch that Schwarzenegger film, The Sixth Day, and think like, this is what's going to happen if Lucifer takes over?
I'm taking out the DNA segments so you can't be born again Christian.
My movie.
You go to hell with all the rest of us heathens. You born again Christian. You can't be born again.
Where they're going with this, to change the DNA of humans so it will be impossible for a human to be born again.
How does that work? I thought being born again was like a spiritual thing.
Yeah, but not if
what
they don't
the
have
the fuck does it have to do with DNA?
Not if they don't have the spirit molecule in their DNA,
oh,
Benjamin.
Oh, which is, I thought that was DMT.
Dr. Von Grover is removing the spirit molecule.
I thought DMT was the spirit molecule.
They're removing it all.
Yeah, when you get a Falwell to smoke DMT, this is what you get. Jesus. I'm just looking forward. I want it, you know what? I want like Cyberpunk 2077 to have cloning facilities run by evangelicals. They just keep hatching Jerry Falwells. Like, here we go,
They want to create a race of soulless creatures on this planet.
Wow, that's quite the statement. Oh, check this out. This is a classic. This is a video that was watched on this channel years and years and years ago. This is an absolute classic. Everyone who's seen it before, it's been a long time. I'm sure you'll enjoy it again. For those of you who haven't seen it, enjoy. Here it is.
We've got a bit of an emergency here. What happened is Bill Nye showed up and he created a shield that covered Mexico and transformed the pukaki into burritos and tacos, and it was feeding all the Mexican people, and they were eating the burritos and tacos, and they tasted good, but it also created two giant, evil, sentient tacos and burritos, and they have started eating the Mexicans and are attacking Church of Gale.
So the tacos and burritos were eating the Mexicans this time.
Sentient tacos
and burritos.
The
tables have turned. Who would have known that if tacos and burritos were made into living sentient beings, that they would eat Mexicans? Who would have known that it just switches? The hunted becomes the hunter.
I'm so happy you're playing this right now.
Burrito bukkake.
The church is trying to go do something like go through the sun or something. But we need more scientists to help Bill Nye, because Bill Nye actually came up with the shield. But he thinks that the Jesuits...
Is it real Bill Nye or a clone Bill Nye?
It's the real Bill Nye.
So is he one of her men?
He is.
Thank God.
He thinks that the Jesuits decalibrated his quantum subharmonic actuator.
They decalibrated his quantum subharmonic actuator?
How the hell did they figure that out? That's
Holy
ingenious.
Shit.
Caused the shield to create this giant taco and burrito that's following Church of Gale right now trying to eat them. But at least they got it away from the poor Mexicans. But it's hot on Church of Gale's trail.
Let's get out of here. Let's lead the taco and burrito away from these poor Mexicans.
Keep going. I need more of this.
Scientists, email us at gailclordschuler@gmail.com. The link will be underneath this video. The tacos are shooting at their communication array, so I may lose Tarant. I'm in the middle of a Skype with him. The shield turned the pukaki into tacos.
I love how they basically have a Star Trek ship, but they use Skype to communicate.
Burritos.
Pukaki can turn into tacos in her universe. I'm in love.
It's actually ingenious.
Jeff showed
Benjamin,
me some of it, but I didn't know how far it went.
Because the ships are being tracked by the Jesuits.
Oh,
so
shit.
The Jesuits would not assume someone as high level as Gale would use such a lowly program as Skype. So that's how they maintain their underground connection.
We had one, but apparently the Jesuits sabotaged the shield. And so between scientists.
Try contacting Gail Cord Schuler at gmail.com. And so just we need some help. It's an emergency, okay? And also, Barack Obama, if you're listening to me, Church of Gale is being attacked by a giant sentient burrito and taco. So
that are turning into bukkake.
Bronco Bomber, is please, that it? Listen to me.
Oh, man, there's a longer, better one later where she talks about how the taco gets burned up by the sun and it got really crunchy and delicious.
Ben, I was really disappointed that I didn't get to drink PBR and debate a white nationalist on the show tonight, but this has made up for that entirely.
Oh, that's fine. We don't normally have white nationalists on. Not, you know, not in a while.
Not enough. Yeah, we need more white nationalism.
Not enough, yeah.
We need to send more people to the garbage island.
I watched this one earlier, and I have no idea the context of this, but...
6 weeks ago today, I tore the quadricep tendons on both my legs. And look at me. I'm walking down the street. I'm walking. Yes, indeed, I'm walking.
It escalates
right
very
down
quickly.
The street. I'm walking. So, how long did it take you to walk, Dale?
This is a call out,
Dale.
It's kind of promo on somebody named Dale.
Dale Earnhardt that died in a car crash?
I don't think
Boy,
so.
He couldn't walk because he
talking
died.
Talking to you. How long did your wife have to go without sex after your car accident? Because I'm walking. I'm ready to walk to North Carolina and fuck your wife.
What?
How long did she go without getting any dick, you little faggot?
Whoa!
Look at me. I'm walking. There's my walker, Dale. Nice little stroll. 6 weeks after my accident, and I'm ready to fuck. Your little dick didn't work for fucking a year. Faggot.
Oh, wow. My God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was really like, I was hoping like, well, you said it would escalate quickly. And I heard like all of that. And I'm like, no, that can't be it. And I'm thinking like, he's going to get to his walker and fall down and his dick's going to roll off on the screen.
Oh, no. I would not play that. I mean, I have to appease, the platform. Do we get any
course.
New stream
I'm just glad. I'm glad he made such a great recovery at Planet Fitness where there's a judgment-free zone.
Yep.
Wait.
There's the lunk alarm.
The lunk alarm.
There is.
Someone should have hit that shit. If I'd have heard him making that video, I'd have been like, well, listen, I don't feel remotely in shape enough to fuck Dale's wife. So, lunk alarm, please remove this crippled bastard from this gym.
Betty Spaghetti said, I like you guys, and subbed. That's awesome, Betty Spaghetti. Hey. Hypothesis said, any Pokemon not found in Galar cannot be transferred. Don't worry, Billy. Snorlax was already confirmed. Okay. Snorlax is there. Have you been following anything about this Atika guy?
No.
He's like a YouTuber, and he's like gone missing. The NYPD news Twitter, official NYPD Twitter, put a call out. Have you seen Desmond Amafa, a.k.a. Atika? So if you guys see Atika out there.
I don't know who the fuck.
NYPD like, is looking for him, all right? They tagged Keemstar in it because they think Keemstar has some information on it. It's ridiculous.
Let's get into the news.
You guys see Atika out there. He's a wanted man. People are very
well. No, I think he's dead. Because honestly, if he was a real YouTuber and he went missing, he'd be like, "Hey, y'all, I'm just here, like catching up with y'all. I'm missing still for here real? Down in like Jersey and shit. But I'm gonna be back. So like, hit subscribe and like, and I'll catch y'all in the next I'm missing video, huh?
Are there new Streamlabs?
I just read them.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, then here we go.
Yo, safe, please!
Let's go find the skater, put a bullet in this boss from him.
Are you like me now?
I'm the only critter with the good kind of fairy drama.
That's because Jesus Christ
is my neighbor!
Here's the first one.
Yo, welcome to social engineering. I will now drop your docs on my table, kid.
Oh.
Social engineering cigarettes, 101. Excuse me, sir, do you have an extra cigarette I could buy?
I don't think this one actually goes in. I should have put this one in crazy.
He's crazy, not rapping.
Yeah, yeah. The last one he rapped a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. It was very strange. Here,
I'll do this one.
I was supposed to fuck that bitch by a palm tree, but that bitch is pussy stank. I ain't gonna do that again. Oh my God, 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 God. Yes.
I was supposed to fuck that bitch by
bitch,
a palm
I'm
tree.
I'm hella fresh. I pass every test. You would get finessed. I'm hotter than the next. All I want inside this life is some money and sex. Yeah. All I want in life is money and sex. Yeah, money and sex. Yeah, money and sex. All I want in life is money and sex. Yeah, money and sex. Yeah, money and sex.
But I don't get none of them. No, I don't get none of them. No, I don't get any money or any sex. I don't get none of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just conflicted. I mean, his flow sucks, but his message really resonates with me.
I was supposed to fuck that bitch by the palm tree, but a pussy stank.
I don't
so
even rep a set. Little bitch, you'll get finessed, cause I'm hotter than the next. I would take a sniff, make her kidney shift when I'm sticking in my dick. Yeah. Bitch, I am the shit. You can already tell this, cause you heard my
That's his mom walking and telling him to shut up.
Rodney, shut the fuck up! Rodney, you're not fucking anything in my house!
On the cloud, puffing on the cloud, I'll never come down!
It's a little cow.
Oh no.
I'm gonna take a shit on the lake, and every.
Take a shit on the lake?
Everyone is gonna hate. I'ma take a shit up on the lake. And
so he was
on
gonna,
it. How don't you mean in it?
He was gonna fuck it's the broad by the palm tree, but her pussy stank.
Or is it frozen?
And now he's gonna take a shit up on the lake. This gentleman loves the outdoors.
And everyone gon' hate. I'ma take a shit on the sand.
Hey, this is terrible, but I don't know if this guy cares. He's not trying to be good, right? He's being fucking weird. I appreciate the
You should probably go out there, man. I think it's time.
I'm sorry. All right.
All you, man. Good luck. All right. And don't fuck it up.
It is a bit like that. I mean, if there is that thing where I'll cross over the line sometimes. Obviously, today I did, but then.
Yeah,
you had that look like, oh, do stop.
Where'd you get this?
DrunkenPeasantsInbox@gmail.com.
I'm liking it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Should open for this guy.
The sheer amount of effort that went into the video compared to what I can already tell went into the rap tells me what this... I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw your face. You told me to leave. I left in disgrace.
If you open for this guy, you could probably go places, finally.
But things change, I know you miss me. I've seen how your face lights up when you kiss me. And if you want me to leave, then I'm gone. But first, at least let me sing you this song, girl, wait.
Ah!
At least let me sing you this song, girl, wait.
He's doing a John Cusack.
Whoever sent this in is a fucking asshole.
May I have some coochie?
I have some coochie? Fuck whoever sent this in.
May I have some coochie? May I have some coochie?
I opened for this guy last night. I legit opened for this guy last night.
You did? So you finally
you
took my advice.
You motherfuckers. Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, I opened for this guy last night. He's not that bad, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Here it was. Here it is.
God damn
Young
it.
Nut and Billy the Fridge.
This is the worst part. This is the worst part, right? This is the worst fucking part about all this, all right? I was listening to his music before the show. I was going, driving to the show. I stopped by Whole Foods to get some food. I was listening to his music in the car, trying to get a feel for his shit because I hadn't listened to a whole lot of his stuff. So I was just like trying to get in the zone, see what type of crowd it would be, what type of night it would be. And listening to his music on Spotify. I have the playlist open. It's going. It's going. I go to check out a Whole Foods.
You open for him.
I fucking open for him, okay? I'm driving out of Whole Foods and I got $20 worth of like fucking chicken vindaloo I got out of the hot food section.
God.
I went to the buffet at Whole Foods, spent $20 for a little box of food.
Chicken vindaloo is a brutal bowel movement.
Yeah,
by the way.
Tell me about it. I was cracking farts all night at this show.
Ow!
And I'm pulling out of the driveway there's a man at the Whole Foods parking lot because it's an underground parking. You got to get validated. I give him my validation. This is old black man, right? Very nice guy. I'm like, thank you, sir. Thank you. And he's like smiling. And then Young Nut playlist had moved on to a different artist, someone who we had played on Cringe Rap before. I believe his name's, I think, London Yellow. And his song is I Don't Like Neighbors, but it's not the word neighbor. It's
I don't know what word you're talking about, but go on.
Okay, so this old black man's taking my ticket, and right as he's taking the ticket, this song I Don't Like Neighbors comes on, but it's not neighbors. I don't like neighbors. I don't like neighbors. I don't like over and over again, but it's not the neighbor word. It's the bad word with a hard R at the end. And this man looks at me, the fucking parking attendant looks at me and fucking slams the window shut on me like I'm bumping I Don't Like N-words on the fucking car at him. It was the worst fucking moment of my life, dude.
And then you had to host a show with me tonight.
It was the worst fucking moment ever. Because I'm like, look at him. I'm like, he's shut the window on me. I can't say anything. I'm like, motherfucker, that didn't happen? This is how bad it was. I was on my way to meet Madison DeCamber because she was going to be the show with me. I fucking took a picture of the damn screen like this did not just fucking happen to me. I look at this shit right here. One second. Let me pull this fucking up. This fucking happened, dude. Fuck you. This shit fucking happened. This is a picture of my fucking car the moment after this shit fucking happened. It came on. I took a fucking picture because I was like, Maddie, I think I might have just ruined my own life. This shit came on my fucking stereo. Motherfucker.
Billy, I'm happy I can be part of your career.
With the Whole Foods bag in the corner of the picture. Whole Foods bag right there. In my fucking Prius, motherfucker. Fucking worst day of my life. Billy, talk more about opening for this guy. Fuck you.
Yeah, you should open for this guy again.
It was this isn't that bad. The video's good. The song is not like unfortunately awkward. Like it's not you deserve an Oscar, right?
No. That means right, well shot.
Yeah, have you Nick, have you heard Oscar? Have you heard that song?
No!
No, I haven't. I'd love to, though.
All right. You'll love
it. This sounds exciting.
It's by Mo L. Summers.
Billy, I love you since I met you at VidCon that first time, and I'm happy that I can be here on like the sort of cusp of your decline. So,
thank you. After Roger B. Henson's and Monique's and Jennifer Hudson's and Whoopi Goldberg's. This one's for y'all. I've been watching you from afar. You really stole my heart. When you stepped out that car, you look like a true star. Say I've been watching you from afar. You really stole my heart. When you stepped out that car, you look like a true star.
Oh, this is the best part.
You deserve an Oscar.
she's alive for the party. She's looking so naughty, could let her get away.
He sings like an angel. He sings like a fucking angel.
I hate my life.
Perfect pitch.
I fucking hate my life.
Yeah. I just want to put that through autotune and make it sound normal.
I wish someone would. That would be hilarious.
Autotune would not fix
that for you.
Autotune would not fix that.
Well, no, but it would make it even better.
It would take some severe editing, melodynes, pitch shift, slowing. There's a whole lot you have to do just to make that not sound tone deaf.
20 minutes end to end. You're not trying it's a speed run in this case. And then it's like, yo, fam, I fixed that for you.
I don't like it.
I'm seeing the future of cringe rap here, guys. I'm not saying I need like a 15% cut as an associate producer, but I'm saying it's on record now.
Fix the cringe rap.
Don't ever bring a Jew onto a show where you have a segment about how awful music is, because we'll find a way to make it worse and then make it more profitable.
Ali G and Young Ritz present.
Young Ritz.
Taco Bell is life.
This is a bunch of
you
little
ready,
kids.
Retro?
Yes.
It's so bad.
Look at what the right, fuck I is got going a story on. This time, but it's about Taco Bell.
I wonder how much older they are now if they regret doing this.
I hope not.
Walk into Taco Bell, catch you know my name. The order's insane. Four tacos with no sour cream. One platter of nachos, you know it's supreme.
I'm not
Taco
mad
Bell
at them.
Is life. Taco Bell is life.
Yeah, you're taking it easy on them because they're kids.
It's not objectively bad in terms of like what you say, like a white 11-year-old is going to rap for you. This is far better than I'd expect.
Sure.
Dude, it's not good, but it's better than a lot of the adult cringe rappers.
Taco Bell is life. Taco Bell is life.
Are they from Hawaii or something?
I don't know where this is.
Yeah, it's in the military.
Yeah.
Every
single night is my mood, dreaming of that Taco Bell food. Wake up in the middle of the night and be craving.
What the fuck is that
24
jacket?
Hour service, it's got me raving. You got him.
Okay, let's see the other kid rap now.
Yeah.
Like, they're
quirky
dressed
on
like
the track.
It's fucking night.
Drive through
there
2 a.m. That should be like, how's your day been? Taco Bell is life.
That was his verse. Well, did I do it 2 a.m.?
He's like,
catch me like, how's your day been? That's it. That was it. That's beautiful.
I give these props.
Yeah.
Who the fuck? I mean, was it a drone or was it a crane? They've got the camera angles coming in from like.
It was just a regular size adult. Height adult filming kids. You have to look down on them. It's not a drone. You're just some fucking dude. Like, oh, here you go, kids. I bought this camera. Let's
play
it yours.
Basketball. So I suppose I can do this for you. Hold on. There we go. Oh yeah, that's that Nas angle the kids like.
Eat it every night, and I eat it while I fly a kite. I eat it while I fly a kite, cause Taco Bell is life.
Why's he gotta lie? He doesn't eat Taco Bell while flying a kite. Like,
it's a middle school euphemism for pussy, dude.
Oh,
he eats
shit.
That taco
what?
Every night.
Oh, shit. This kid has goons, dude. That's true.
Find it on SoundCloud. My name is Lil Taco.
I love how he had Lil Corky in there for the fucking 2-bar verse. Lil Corkster. Taco Bell is life.
No!
Why do we play this so much? Once a fucking season, Ben.
First, I'm your waitress.
This can come back out in fucking autumn.
But I'm still in the restaurant business. Guess I'm a doctor giving lessons in allergenics. Should I know if there's gluten in this? Drop it off and check back just like this. Slice of Adam, slice of Craig, slice of Chris. Slip resistant doesn't mean they ain't still slipping. Taking all the orders right. Never miss ring in prep because we bring an 86 back. Ring the food in.
Dude.
Where my drinks at? Martini spilling, you should taste that. We're so fancy, see our tasting clothes. We're the best cheesecake.
Whoever sent in the fucking young nut. That was cute. That was cute. Thank you for being such a little fucking asshole. But then I have to have cheesecake and the other bullshit fucking Moel Summers.
Moel Summers is great.
You deserve an Oscar.
That shit's great.
Red carpet ready, girl. You deserve an Oscar.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. You know what's up. Oh, tonight's post show going to be on Twitch. And I think, hey, Billy, you feel like drawing some cool shit for the people? We could do that on Twitch for the post show.
We're going to draw some boners.
You can draw whatever you, well, you
not
know.
Not boners.
Yeah, yeah.
No boners.
Boners.
Maybe I'll draw like veiny worm men with
we're gonna hook
balls
up,
for feet.
We're going to hook up Billy's tablet so that he can draw some shit live and everyone can watch it.
And everybody will see that I'm not good at drawing.
Hey, whatever, right?
It's going to be on Twitch?
Yeah, yeah, on
oh.
Twitch. Twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants.
Goddamn.
Hey, Reed Nader, only smoked one cig in the last 7 days. Have my cig money. Thank you for your cig money, Reed. We're 7 days away from June 27th, by the way.
When you get exposed.
That's Reed Nader right there, 7 days away.
Damn.
Quit smoking 7 days ago. He's got to be smoke free when he tells me.
Guys, we're only going to have one episode left this week. And we haven't even reached a quarter of our goal.
Oh no!
I think it's
already
time to...
scraping the bottom of the barrel. Listen, they're reaching out to me to get me on the show. It's that important, guys. You need to lay it on right now.
Oh,
if
no.
You see my face on the internet, you know times are bad.
Bolt 163 said, "Take my money."
Woodley.
Alanis Morissette said, "R.I.P. Varg Vilkanese." F YouTube for censorship? Damn situation. Happy birthday to Kayla April, too.
Happy birthday.
Hooray. Hooray.
And who looks like Kyle Kalinske? Who looks like Kyle Kalinske? I'm looking at your top chat here. I should have live chat on so I can see that.
Buy more six, die soon, please. Wow, Alanis Morissette's mean. Why is Alanis Morissette so mean?
Because Ryle Reynolds broke up with her.
Isn't it
ironic?
Yeah,
you guys got to fight. You know, here's the thing. You know what? $2 super chat. No, $2 Streamlabs. Best way to do it. And the top grossing panel, you can either be for or against Homeboy smoking himself to death.
Oh,
depending on your donation,
I'm admitted Illuminati shill. He's won already. So we don't have to wait till June 27th. I forgot I admitted to being an Illuminati shill.
Oh, was that how you're gonna get exposed?
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Oh, damn,
I forgot.
Yeah, tomorrow Patreon private show. It's gonna be crazy.
Come Messiah said Billy is come. That's nice.
See, look. See, yeah, I mean, honestly, though, fucking $2 a piece, super Streamlabs, so YouTube doesn't get that money.
Billy's
but you know, let them know, smoke and die, or quit and live, and we'll go another 20 minutes to find out which side decides Homeboy's fate. Come on,
well,
I don't have Jeff here.
Again.
Illuminatism.
One of the crazy things about all the conspiracy theorists, I remember like in the early 2000s, I had a bunch of conspiracy theory friends. They'd like read Behold a Pale Horse and talk about how the government was trying to play with their wieners when they sleep.
That's weird.
They would always smoke weed and just fucking go into these deep, dark circles of all the conspiracies. And I didn't smoke weed, so I would just listen and be like, oh, that's pretty interesting.
That's interesting.
But I didn't get wrapped up in it, right? I wasn't like, oh, God, they're coming to get me. All seeing eye. You see, there's an all seeing eye on the back of a dollar bill. That's Illuminati. The Illuminati.
Worst conspiracy theory like game I ever played in was friends of mine were really into Loose Change and Zeitgeist. You remember those?
Yeah.
Do you ever watch those films? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Really into those things, and I kept thinking, I'm like, yeah, these things, you know, conspiracy theories are funny. I'm gonna come up with my own. So I sold this notion that, like, and this was back 2007, 2008. It was like, yeah, guys, watch out, because pretty soon the banks and the government and your employers are going to get together to convince you to abandon hard currency by saying, use direct deposit, use your debit card. And years later, I'm like, wait, that was supposed to be a joke. Give us cash back, please. Now you go to the grocery store, you go to any like Walgreens or any pharmacy, like, would you like cash back? And your reflex is to say no.
But why do we even, like, cash is archaic, right? We don't need it
anymore.
That's
how you buy drugs and no one knows. Sorry.
You can get gift cards. You start using gift cards as currency.
Y'all, man, can I get 5 bags to this Visa gift card, huh?
The Cheesecake Factory gangster queen of the internet, right, starts her rap career off all her Cheesecake Factory gift cards she sold for drugs.
I'm so cheesecake.
It's like, yeah, well, I mean, it turns out, like, the guy who sells me Molly's really into these gift cards from his favorite vape shop, so it just works out.
Yeah.
Money laundering.
Linda Candiotti knows.
But, like, we don't need fucking hardcore currency to buy drugs. We have the dark web. It's easier than ever without using cash to get drugs. You can get Filipino boy at your... Yeah. Exactly.
DMT shipped to my house, and then I can sit around and listen to Sam Harris for 5 hours.
Yeah, you can get a little Filipino boy show up on a bicycle and drop a package off at your door. Nobody knows. It didn't come through UPS or anything. It just came through some little Filipino boy on a bicycle. Leave some DMT on your porch. You fucking trip fantastic. Could happen.
You got to wonder if that little Filipino boy was even real.
Honestly, I don't even know if he was a boy. I was assuming his gender because the bicycle was boy colors.
Turns
That's
out it
me.
Was just a Jeff Bezos Amazon drone coming through.
It was a blue Huffy. I expected it to be a boy. If I see someone roll up on a blue Huffy with a brown bag full of fucking DMT, I'm assuming it's a boy. Excuse me if I'm wrong.
Assuming / hoping.
I mean, I don't care.
Not making that mistake again, are you, Billy?
I don't care. It's Pride Month. As long as they're a legally consenting adult, that's the only thing that matters to me.
Yeah, I mean, technically, legally consenting adult can be anyone on a Huffy in certain cities.
There's always cum in the banana stand.
Oh, penis. I'm so glad that... It's the future, you know. It's like we wanted flying cars and, you know, and like instant communication devices. And instead, we just watch porn on these things and then sometimes buy drugs from the computers that we have at home.
Kayla April is back, assumingly drunker than ever. How many shots are you on your birthday, Kayla, or drinks? You were 5 deep an hour ago. Are you shit drunk? Don't die. Please don't die. We should get alcoholic women to do the first ever women's championship spin till you spew.
Oh, so it's almost like we'll find the Ronda Rousey of spin till you spew.
Yeah. Ronda
Karen Strong.
Ronda Lousy.
I mean, you know, like MRA shit aside, the only person I could think, because I've watched spin till you spew enough times to think I'm like, okay, that takes considerable fortitude. I think Karen Strong's your only safe bet on that side.
We'll get Modern Medusa versus Casey Tron. The Ladies Lush Tournament of Champions.
Well, Anna Hot of Hearts came up drinking a month or two ago. Got like didn't say she hadn't eaten and had been traveling all day, and she's like, "Yeah, let's go for a drink." Gets two whiskeys and like one hit of a weed pen in her. She was done. No, but I can drink. I'm like, I'm sure you can, hon. I'm sure you can.
Yeah, we're not going to give them the regular fucking drinks that we give the boys, right? They're going to have Jello shots on the wheel. They're going to have Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's going to be a pussified version of Spin Till You Spew. Because we respect women.
So it'd be like a mimosa. Mimosas, yeah. And margaritas.
Yeah, there's
and
a mojito.
Mojitos.
There's a fucking mojito popsicle.
Man, that sounds delicious. I want
to
play.
Ben wants to play.
Can I say I'm trans and then be allowed compete against the ladies?
Let's see how Trap Ben goes tomorrow night during your Spin Till You Spew.
Good only point. if you sue the drunken peasants business itself for forcing you to embarrass yourself by being a woman. That way, you know,
damn,
you can vote for UKIP and shit.
Yeah, we can hire a bartender to come in here and like mix up the drinks and everything. It'll be delicious.
Actually, that could be kind of dangerous for you though, because if it's ladyfied Spin Till You Spew drinks, that just means a fuck ton more salt, sugar, and flavoring in the drinks, technically, which means
delicious.
That you get dehydrated, drunker quick, and then the hangover's that much worse.
Dragon of the West says we should have Karen Strawn and Lacey versus Lacey Green. Maybe I can get a couple of girls down at VidCon to sit in a room and force them to drink until they puke. You know,
don't force people to drink until they puke.
I'll do it. I'll be like, hey, Barbara, for you to see, you ready to get fucking wasted? She'll be sitting there puking and pissing herself all for the championship title.
I'll say from my experience, that would come down to the liquor. Because I've ever seen Karen do, she can throw, like, she can drink vodka like she is the account manager of Only in Russia. But yeah, Lacey sidled up to me on a fucking at the bar at VidCon last year, and she's like, "What are we drinking?" And I'm like, "Well, oh shit, I didn't know we were drinking at all. I'm drinking Jameson." She's like, "Jameson's great. Another one of these, two of these. Okay, cheers." And throw them back, and then she's ordering another one, and I'm like, "I'm not finished." Okay, fine, I'm finished. Okay, cool. Let's have another one. That's great.
Billy bought on the dark web, and PALL showed up. I don't know what that means. But Lacey Green's a great drinker. Quality drinker.
I stan alcoholic
Lacey Green. She's not actually alcoholic, but I stan her when she's fucking wasted. I stan.
She can go toe-to-toe with me. That's pretty good. I'm Thick doing soul. Better these days.
Oh, we got a two.
Thick Soul dropped a twofer.
I have a timer going right now, guys. Basically, in about 11 minutes, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to Twitch.
Just got in for the night in time to see the tail end of the show, the Kekromancer. Grazie.
Thank you, Kekromancer.
Putting us over 25% to our goal.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
We got 75% to go. On the next show.
Tomorrow's our private show.
I'm so happy I could bring in at least $20 for you guys.
Thank you.
I feel as a media personality, I feel renewed.
What can I say? You're a draw.
I am.
What were those TV shows you were an extra in?
No, I was an extra in movies.
Oh, in movies.
That's right, yeah. I had a scene in Thank Spike you. Lee's Old Boy that was completely cut, and that was great. Yeah. What else did I do?
Thank you, Capital Echoplex.
Well, the important thing, I was in a Diablo Cody film one time. That's right. I met Russell Brand.
What movie?
And, I don't even know the name. It was the one about the girl who like takes off from a Mormon world and goes to Vegas. And they shot it all in New Orleans for some fucking reason.
It's got Juno Temple in it.
Huh? No.
Oh my god.
No, it's fucking Russell Brand and a few other people. And that was a fun day though, because they're like, here's $80 to just hang around in a nightclub and drink with this tiny woman who looks like she's a stunt double from Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and happens to have a flask, and you'll be fast friends for one day. It's a good time.
Was he a young adult?
Let's just say it was.
It wasn't, was it? Damn it.
We're just going to go with yes and then, Billy. Come on. You know the old improv method.
I want to know how you've been in all these movies but can't remember the names. I remember every name of every video I've ever done with Onision.
I remember the name of Old Boy. I mean, you were cut from that. Go watch Ascendance. You can go to my IMDb and help my numbers inexplicably drive upwards. And I could be like, I haven't done a movie in 5 years. Why is this happening? Who gives a shit? It'll be fun. Be fine.
I'm so confused.
Oh, you should be. This is so business. That's why I ain't going to VidCon no more. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Show up to VidCon for 5 minutes. You got yourself an IMDb profile. Someone's like, yeah, they were on my gaming stream. I was. Yeah, no, 2 minutes on my iPhone. You don't remember? No. Oh, no, it was a good time. Okay, cool. If you guys are out there, if you in the audience are thinking about getting into YouTube, go for it. The worst thing that can happen is you'll never get hired at a real job again.
Is that what YouTube does? I never wanted a real job.
Oh, no, that's what union organizing does. I'm just assuming at this point it does.
Oh. I never wanted a real job, so I'm happy that I, you know, get to sit here and talk shit with people online and then make rap music and then open for Young Nut. Fuck my life!
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, so if you guys are thinking about starting a YouTube career right now, just remember, like, the best thing that can happen is you'll open for Young Nut one night and never be allowed in the parking garage. Because of your racist music choices. God, man, I'm so happy I was able to be here to add to this ratio. We're doing so well right now.
That's G-Man getting a pounding.
G-Man having a thick dick picnic.
Yep.
Wait.
He has so many good quotes on here.
You hypocrite!
If there's any remote fucking question, though, as to why it was at the top of this show, I thought you were going to pit me against a white nationalist. I had never even heard of G-Man until I came on this show. And then they're like, hey, let's bring G-Man on.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I got to experience that firsthand. There was no warning.
Why do you need warning for G-Man?
Shall we review the episode?
I mean, I've talked to G-Man so many times.
No, he's great in that sense. But
are you saying you want to talk to him right now?
Oh, can you bring him on? I think your audience might like that. We might these lagging numbers up.
Let's see if he answers.
Ding, 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 ding.
He might.
Ding, 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 ding. Hello? Hello, G-Man, are you there?
He's not on yet.
Shit.
I'll see if he comes on.
Because I want to let him know he was my Kevin Spacey moment, you know?
What?
What?
Yeah, that can be interpreted multiple ways.
Explain.
Well, I was going to wait until they actually got on the show to say it and then let everybody try and draw their own interpretations.
He might not answer. I see it's still ringing him, but he's not answering.
Listen, I'm just saying nobody asks what happens at pilot stations after 2 a.m. for a good reason.
Okay, G-Man tried to accost you at a pilot station at 2 a.m.?
No, I said Kevin Spacey was after he was done with a Broadway performance.
Oh.
Just got done telling you how I was an actor.
What? Liar!
There's a really good chance of that, but no one's going to know unless he can come here and actually defend his name.
Time out.
Yeah, no G-Man.
Yeah.
Then I guess the lore is going to have to stand until it's defended against, isn't it?
It's true.
That's right. G-Man and I, we did this majestic musical number. All 2 years of ballet and tap went fully into that. And then I just got so tired afterwards and someone was touching my dick. And I'm not saying it was him. Could have been Kevin Spacey. But it might have been G-Man. So we're going to have to come back and argue that point.
G-Man accosted you?
I don't know. I was shocked out.
G-Man, that's not right.
Acosta chop!
Yeah. Wasn't exactly a Harvey Weinstein moment, right? Like, my career wasn't hinging on it, so it was that.
Yeah. Yucky.
Kayla April, yucky. Yeah, no, yucky. Yeah. But which is yuckier? Would you rather have a Harvey Weinstein moment or a Kevin Spacey moment? Because I imagine Spacey was a bit more tender.
Yeah, but I imagine fucking Harvey Weinstein could do more for your career.
And that's the gradient curve there, Billy.
If you're gonna fuck for profit, you might as well make the most out of it, right?
No. It's proper molestation. The more molested you are, the higher your career goes, and that doesn't really exist outside of the Catholic.
The more
your
mole, the better your station.
Exactly. It's that classic Jimmy Carr joke. All that standing, kneeling. I just wish the priest would pick a position and fuck me. Yeah. Unlike that, in Hollywood, so long as somebody nuts, you get famous, which is why, you know, maybe Homeboy could open for you one day, Billy.
You think Kevin Spacey's going to open
lucky,
for me?
Billy.
I think Kevin Spacey could open for you. He's got some pretty sick freestyles, and you just need to get him passed out on your couch, and you'll be fine.
Here's the microscope cam.
Microscope cam?
Yeah. It's a microscope cam.
What does it do?
It zooms in on things like a microscope.
You use that for a micro penis?
We were using it to show off weed at one point. That's why we got it. Let's see if it works.
Oh, God. I'm just like sitting here with a rebuilt line 20 being like, yeah, my late night show is nuts. Nah, wait, you bought a camera just to look at weed?
It's a... Let's see if it. I'll try to add it in here. Webcam video. Here it is.
I'm feeling very dejected here, Ben. I'm feeling poverty shamed right now, to be honest with you.
Poverty shamed.
Poverty shamed.
Is this what a microscope looks like?
Hold on, it's lagging really, really, really bad right now.
He's using it to look at the lump along the left leg of his pants. Why does it look like camel toe on its side?
Bitcoin's almost up to 10K. You think it's too late to buy? You think it's going to go up past
20? Yeah, it's too late to buy.
You don't think it's going to rise back up over 20?
I mean, it might, but what the fuck? It's incredibly laggy. It's causing like all kinds.
A new driver or something?
Yeah, probably. I just randomly plugged it in, you know. I could probably change the configuration on it. We're just trying to kill time right now.
Bring back that bunny to me.
Yeah. Ben's recognized that I'm out of material, and now we're just looking at Billy's ultrasound results. They'll come clear in a moment. It'll be fine. Everyone wait.
Here, let me get my gut out for the ultrasound.
Yeah, it's not even moving.
Oh, slap it, Billy. That's how you know the baby.
It's on my belly now. Ben's got the camera on my belly. This is my little baby.
Oh, okay.
My little baby.
Yeah, you see it? Do you see its heart?
Kind of a big baby. You see the heartbeat? It's not allowed to die in Alabama now, Billy.
Oh. I like how they're trying to call proof of life when the fucking baby has a heartbeat. But we put people to death all the time when they have no brain activity, but they have a heartbeat when they're like fucking 50 years old, 60 years old.
A lot of them would argue. Some argue against that. Terry Schiavo.
Honestly, young Crip had the best take on the Alabama bill, which is like Alabama banning abortions in terms of incest is a bit like a water park banning towels.
Donald J. Trump approves, gave us $2 super chat.
That's my hand.
That's your hand, Ben?
Yeah. But it's I don't know why it's so laggy.
Are we allowed to put the microscope up to my penis?
You want it to look massive or something?
Yeah.
I'm perfectly happy with a channel getting booted off of YouTube that can no longer compete with my late night show. Go for it.
I'll put some butthole on too then.
I know the funny joke there was about the compete thing. Now Ben's getting up like, yeah, no, we're going to do this. Billy, put this up your urethra. It's small camera.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh no!
The fuck, it starts beeping. It's yeah, like, that was. Oh my god, your fetus is not available.
That was the timer, the 20-minute timer. So now it's done. The timer is done.
The Slimer.
So that means we should probably wrap it up, and we're gonna go to Twitch pretty soon, right?
Yeah, we're gonna be on Twitch very soon. Everybody, go check out the Twitch channel right now. We will be there very soon. I'm gonna make a pee-pee, and we're gonna load up everything.
Pee-pee?
Go over there, have some quality content.
Thank you again, Nick.
I've been your anchor. Your anchor, not in terms of the news way, but in much in terms of the Strait of Hormuz way. Yeah, I'm keeping this ship in one place, dead in the water.
Oh shit!
See now, Billy's gone. Billy was dead.
No, he's back. He's back now.
Dead.
All right, we're gonna end this shit. Good night.
Have a good night. Peace.
Mahalo.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet. Gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.